Lawrence Muzaffari, thank you so much. Hope to speak to you again. Associate Editor of the TV blog Digital Spy. I'm actually going to be out. I'm actually hosting an event for the Federation of Small Businesses. Mm. I have a funny feeling that Heathrow may come up tonight. But John Holmes is in the studio. Are you going to be watching tonight?
Watching what? You do a presentation to the Federation of Small Businesses? I wouldn't miss it, Julia. I wouldn't miss that. Watching you do that, it'll be a highlight.
Are you
it?
Going to be watching Bake Off along with the rest of the nation?
No, I've never watched it in my life, and never will either. So there you go.
But I've been watching it because it's quite nice viewing with the 9-year-old. But I've got to be honest, I don't understand how people get that excited about
it's
watching other people bake. I like eating baked goods.
As I think I've said to you before, yep. Paul Hollywood lives at the end of the road where my daughter's school is. So if I want a Bake Off watch, I'll just go and look through his kitchen window.
Oh, I think you'll find we're into stalking territory there. What's going on your show?
Say stalking.
Other than talking about Bake Off,
so does his. anyway, so we're giving away some meat. Speaking of food, in a game of dead or alive, we'll do that.
The meat is dead.
The meat is dead. It's not dead. It started off alive, okay. As meat often does.
It often,
but it has been killed, and now it is in meat form. So we will be giving away chicken, beef, or lamb, your choice, or a box of organic veg. Because, as you know,
we're not racist.
That's exactly right. So we'll be doing that. There will be work experience punditry today. Ellie will bring us hipster nonsense.
Excellent.
There's a diversity paper review.
What's happened to your hipster, by the way? You used to have a big ginger hipster. Where's he gone lately?
He's Dave, producer Dave. It's essentially a court order from the National Union of Students that now forbids him from going out.
Oh, understandable. Thank you for that. John Holmes, up with you in just a minute.
He bothers them.
He's a student botherer.
He is.
On Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do try and get through the bake-off trauma, people. Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. Most burglars will check to see if you're home before breaking in. But with the Ring Video Doorbell, you can stop them before they even try. The Ring Video Doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert you whenever someone steps onto your property. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door from your smartphone. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio.
Home Wi-Fi required.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just £47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply. Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way. New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get free UK mainland delivery and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. Offers available till the 24th of November while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon. Hello. It's Wednesday. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming out, raging fires in the jungle, autism breakthrough, and Timberlake's illegal selfie.
Talk Radio.
Fresh fires have broken out in the jungle refugee camp as authorities move in to clear it. Authorities have already relocated more than 3,000 people to official refugee centres across France. But hundreds of people, including children, are still in Calais. Police Commissioner Patrick Visser-Bourdon says he expects the whole site to be cleared in the next week.
We will start all the destruction, the massive destruction for all. Now we start slowly because we need to see if there are people in their house. But when you know no people in the house, it's easier.
The Labour leaders compare the Prime Minister's plan for leaving the EU to something out of Blackadder. During PMQs, Jeremy Corbyn criticised Theresa May's regular use of the phrase Brexit means Brexit. She's hit back, though, saying he's frustrating the will of the British people. UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe and Mike Hookham have been reported to French police over an altercation that left Mr. Wolfe in hospital. The President of the European Parliament says he referred the incident because of its seriousness and possible criminal implications. Teaching parents with autistic children how to communicate with their children can improve their condition. A study has found play sessions resulted in benefits that lasted as long as 6 years after the treatment finished. Dr. Judith Brown is from the National Autistic Society.
For parents, it can be quite a shock, particularly if they've got other children, the differences. So to be able to support and have that therapeutic input to give them feedback of what they're doing well and what they could perhaps do slightly differently will help them to relate and interact more intensively with their child.
And Justin Timberlake has avoided prosecution for taking a selfie, which showed him casting his vote in the US presidential election. It's illegal in Tennessee to take a photo or video inside a polling station.
All right.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you, Victoria. Yes. Looking good. Forward to... Victoria sent an email around the office. And we're looking forward to talking about that later, aren't
I'm
we?
I'm not.
Yep. So, you know, if nothing else, let's stay tuned for, let's call it Fridgegate. Right, 4 minutes past one. Have you done the weather?
No.
Oh, right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hang on, can I just borrow your news there?
Why?
No, there was something in it I was interested in.
I'll just have it all, mate. Yeah. It's not in order anymore.
Oh. Hang on, there was something I wanted to ask you about.
Please don't.
No, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. The Labour leaders compared the Prime Minister's plan for leaving the EU to something out of Blackadder.
Yeah.
Which bit of Blackadder?
Something to do with Baldrick a cunning plan.
Oh, OK. Because that wasn't specific, and I was... And I think I'm just asking for the nation. Because you said that, and you teased us with a bit of Blackadder.
And then I didn't...
But then you didn't expand on what it was, so...
Time I will! Feedback taken!
I was just asking, you know, you said something out of Blackadder, and I was waiting for something out of Blackadder.
All right. I'll play a clip later if you want as well.
Play what?
A clip!
Oh.
Of the Blackadderiness.
I look forward to you playing with a clip of your Blackadderiness. Mm-hmm. Did you do the weather?
No, because you interrupted to talk about Blackadder.
Well,
and now you've got my weather forecast.
Oh, I'll do it then. Mainly cloudy with some sunny spells later across southern England and Wales. Across Scotland it'll be windier with patchy rain slowly spreading into Northern Ireland and Northern England. Highs of 15 degrees. You're listening to Talk Radio. Do you want to do this bit? Do you want to do this bit as well?
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
That'll do.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Two senior figures at the FA have confirmed to Talk Sport today that a winter break is being considered. Chairman Greg Clark told us that they're working hard behind the scenes to try and achieve a mid-season interval. Both Clark and Chief Executive Martin Glenn reassured us, though, that the traditional Christmas fixtures are going nowhere. There are two derbies in the EFL Cup tonight. Manchester United host City in Talk Sport's live commentary match, and rivals West Ham and Chelsea meet at the London Stadium. Elsewhere, Southampton face Sunderland. That'll be followed by the draw for the quarter-finals. In Scotland, Celtic travel to Ross County, hoping to extend their four-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Finally, England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has named six uncapped players in his squad for the Autumn Internationals after a run of injuries left him without 11 players. He's also recalled forwards Tom Wood and Dave Atwood. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That was Ben with the pre-recorded sports following Victoria. Clearly live news.
Mm-hmm.
And now... well, it was. And now Chloe is going to press a button and then some programme will start.
Talk Radio.
The train now approaching platform 6 is the...
Great Taste of the World is back at McDonald's with the Swiss Stack. So get in the mood with some gentle yodeling. Emmental cheese sauce, beechwood smoked bacon and crispy onions. The Swiss Stack. Available for 2 weeks only. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, available until the 8th of November, subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am
Cornelius. Well, we don't really care what Heathrow's going to do.
Martin, do you want to play a jingle of some kind? Text us now, 8722.
Start your message with the word Uber.
Ask broadcast. She's an arsonist. Like an angry goth clown. So that's fun.
Vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds.
Force them to learn to fly.
Ginger Dave is
being banged on the desk
through the miserable window. Would it be cheaper to just convert Bass Broadcast to work experience?
Katie Tunstall.
I know it's worn.
Sporting a fetching hat. What's that called officially? It's something CCTV. What do we do with ear, nose and throat specialists?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am bound to get on a journey the very fabric of imagination.
All right, let's do this then. Good afternoon, hello, and welcome to you. It is just coming up to a time, and this is your Wednesday afternoon talk radio in the afternoon. Afternoon program on Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And unlike Theresa May, with the leaked tapes of her decrying Brexit that are in the news today, we are aware how microphones work and that these ones are on. Look, it looks on. Yeah. Well, I mean, they are when Chloe remembers to make them live, obviously. There's also much today, of course, in the news about the controversial plans to expand Theresa May. You may have been reading this. Now, the government have said that Theresa May is running at 98% capacity. She is one of the busiest prime ministers in the world. So the only option, they say, is to expand her. Boris Johnson said he's opposed to the expansion of Theresa May, but ministers say that expanding her is the only realistic option. Other reports saying there is no point at all in expanding Jeremy Corbyn. It would make more sense to build a completely new Labour leader miles away from the original. You've probably been hearing as well about calls to perhaps expand Tim Farron, the leader of the Liberal Democrat. But he's operating at less than 1% capacity. He's not really used anymore, so reports are saying that Tim Farron of the Liberal Democrats may as well be closed down. Plans for UKIP's expansion, meanwhile, very much had to be put on hold because of those two planes that had a fight at a European airport. You'll remember a while back one of the planes punched another one during an altercation, and that resulted in one plane being knocked unconscious and having to spend 3 days recovering in a hangar. Apparently that's now been reported to the French police as well, we're learning from Victoria's News. Obviously a lot of controversy involving all of that. But as you'd expect here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we'll keep you up to date throughout the time on those plans to expand Theresa May, who is operating at 98% capacity. Welcome along, then. Wednesday afternoon. I am John Holmes. So here's what you can expect. Between now and 4 o'clock, it can only be described as on the way. Headline hijack is, at 2 o'clock, there will be the news. Victoria will say it. And being the news, of course, you'd expect it all to be true, wouldn't you? It's the news, after all. But not at 2 o'clock it isn't, because in the news there is a made-up news lie. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. You wouldn't be the first. Here's what the mouth sounds like.
This mouth.
Thank you. Using words you know and understand. Put them in an order. Send them to us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Put them in kind of roughly an approximation of a made-up news story, though. That'll help. You can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could be victorious in Victoria's news at 2. It's headline hijack. We'll also meet another lonely luncher, whose lunch will be rendered fewer lonely by dint of a chat with us on the phone. If you are sitting there, eating alone for whatever reason, crying tears of overpriced Pret soup, and dabbing at your cheeks with an egg that's been shoved into a pot with some spinach, then we are here for you, my friend. Get in touch. Come on the phone. Come on the phone. Come on the radio. And enjoy some... Enjoy some idle chit-chat. Stop it, Victoria. And I use the word enjoy optimistically there. It could see you on the receiving end, though, of some exciting gift prizes. And I use the word exciting there, also optimistically. There's an email for it, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's how to get in touch. For Lonely Lunch, there will also be... Cometh the hour, cometh the work experience pundit. Ellie is back this afternoon to talk us through a week's worth of hipster nonsense. Five. There's the day's big stories, of course. Explained to you through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets. We have sent our crack team of reporters out on the streets. They're so cool because they're Irish and they enjoy the crack. They've been out on the streets to ask the people what they think. Today we've asked the people if they think cobblestones or autumn. Which do you think out of those two things? Do you think cobblestones? Or do you think autumn? Get in touch, let us know. There's also the diversity paper review. Each day a different diversity goes through the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we're joined by Josh, who is a black diversity. There's also your chance to win some meat this afternoon. You can choose... from chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. In a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to play that, number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we'll be on the line to our foreign correspondent later, who'll be covering a big foreign story that's happening somewhere foreign by talking us through it in the original foreign. Ginger Dave is not producing. Something to do with setting fire to a student's jungle. I don't really know what that means. Possibly a euphemism. Ass broadcast, though, is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We call her Chuckles.
I call you.
No, all right, never mind. Chloe is on the buttons. Hello, Chloe. Hello. So you know whose fault it is when it all goes wrong. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Why have you taken some tomatoes out of your salad?
I don't particularly like them.
There's four miniature tomatoes. What are those sort of tomatoes called?
They're not
cherry tomatoes.
No,
cherry
tomatoes. They're different shaped to cherry ones.
Well, that's what I thought. Cherry tomatoes are round, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're
plum,
sort of...
Plum tomatoes.
You've got four plum tomatoes.
Aren't plum tomatoes big?
Not Cornelius' plums. So, Paddington Cornelius is popping two of his plums into his mouth.
I don't want to eat them.
Two plum tomatoes into his mouth. And what? That's one. And the other one? And the other one. And when they're both in there, you've got to tell us how much texts cost.
25 pence plus your standard network rate. My voice has gone all funny.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
So, when you do it tomorrow.
Sounds like something, but I can't really tell what it is. What is it?
It's some comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's sort of a bit like Zippy from Rainbow.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is.
Oh, George, I got plums in my mouth.
Let's start with some music.
Blacking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sound and when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Like every other day and just like
deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. And that's a story that I'm sticking to like a stony-faced accomplice. But tonight I need to hear some truth. Am I ever getting through this? Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said, if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch a time, my dear, and only think of me. Well, darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost could be. And I was hoping you could drag me up and down here towards my recovery.
Frank Turner on the radio. 18 minutes past one. Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Why would we be playing Frank Turner's Recovery on what is primarily...
Just give me a sign, just a subtle little glimpse.
A Talk Radio station.
Suggesting that you'd have me if I could only make me better, than I would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time.
After all, there must be a reason.
Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you, yeah, because broken people can get better if they really want to. Or at least that's what I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive.
So what could the reason be? Cornelius, I can see that you're interested into what the reason might be that I'm playing Frank Turner's Recovery on a Talk Radio station in the afternoon. What could the reason be, though? Why?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a clue.
Is it?
It's to do with today's big story.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover,
won't you help me to recover? One day this will all be over. The reason, Cornelius, is because it's to do with today's big story.
Big story.
That's right. So, go on, what's today's big
story? I try and guess the big story.
Yes, right. Because it's traditional on a radio station to play a song that links neatly into the day's big story, which is a little bit of what we call production colour in order to make a smooth transition between features. That's what that's for.
So then. Recovery. Is story to do with recovery?
No.
No?
No.
Frank Turner.
No.
Something about turning.
Turner Prize?
Turning?
No.
U-turn?
No.
That's a very difficult one if it's not to do with...
I'll tell you what it is.
Someone called Frank?
No. I'll tell you what it is. It's to do with Theresa May. Because that song
is...
She's
recovering from
something. No. That song is from the album Tape Deck Heart. And she's been recorded on tape.
Right.
With the Brexit thing in the news.
Okay, well,
something about Brexit.
I didn't realise you'd go with the album title.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, there it is. So that's today's big story. We'll be talking about it next, of course, finding out exactly what happened when Theresa May was apparently secretly recorded. And the Guardian have got hold of the tapes and really giving her true feelings about Brexit. Now, we need to talk to an expert. So Ask Broadcast is... Through the glass.
Yeah.
Hi, Cass. Could you get a political analyst, maybe, somebody to talk us through politicians being recorded and where they don't know they are necessarily and that?
Are you going to do something stupid with them because they've stopped talking to me?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
That's Cass. She'll get us a political guest. We'll talk to the political guest next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Captur or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Registered by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
Before breaking into your home, most thieves will ring the doorbell to make sure no one's home.
But with the new Ring video doorbell, you can see and speak with anyone at your door, whether you're home or not. The Ring video doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone, so you can see who's at the front door anytime, anywhere. Get the Ring video doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M25 is queuing anti-clockwise towards the Dartford Tunnel from Junction 2 at the Darrington Interchange. That's because of the roadworks at the A13. The Kingston Bypass has been closed by Hitchley Wood Station because of a police investigation. And there are long delays from Thames Ditton towards Hampton Court Palace because of the temporary traffic lights. Looking at Camberwell New Road, that's been closed between Camberwell Green and Medler Street because a burst water main. That's causing delays. And also the closure of Tower Bridge causing the usual build-up across London Bridge and Southwark Bridge. I'm Claire Sharp.
Every approved used Jaguar XE comes with 2 years free warranty. And with 10.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,500 deposit contribution across the XE range. So the award-winning Jaguar XE is now closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 31st of December 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Your reactions, we'll take some of those very shortly indeed. But before that, we need to talk about today's big story. It involves The Guardian, the holier-than-thou newspaper that's campaigned against tax avoidance but has forgotten to campaign against its own parent company, Guardian Media Group, for conducting transactions via the Cayman Islands. But never mind. Now it's obtained recordings of Theresa May, apparently warning of the damages of Brexit. Warning of the damage that Brexit could cause a month before the referendum. Now, The Guardian considers this news, despite the fact that Theresa May was a known Remainer, so it's not surprising she warned of the dangers of Brexit, is it? But perhaps it's seen as difficult, given her recent stance as Prime Minister on making Brexit work, suggesting that it was in fact good for Britain's economy, security and independence. Which isn't news either, because as I say, she's Prime Minister, she's bound to say that. Now, we've got a tape of Theresa May, of course, but we'll get to that shortly, but before that, I want to talk about politicians and gaffes on tape in general. On the line is our guest. He's the political correspondent of GQ, The Telegraph. Rupert Myers is on the phone. Hello, Rupert.
Hi, good morning. It is news. Of course it's news that Theresa May has said all this stuff. And you described it as your top story.
Yes,
it
well...
It is a bit embarrassing for her, I agree.
It is embarrassing for her, but I wonder if it is news, Rupert, in the sense that she's only been recorded saying something you'd have expected her to say in the first place, given that she was for the Remain camp. So in why is it embarrassing, given that, of course, she thought that then?
She played a pretty canny game during the Brexit referendum of being, on the one hand, in the Remain camp, but on the other hand, basically a bit of a submarine throughout the campaign and calling for us to leave the European Convention on Human Rights during the campaign. She was trying to play both sides. She was trying to present herself as a reluctant Remainer.
Yeah.
And we know what her true feelings were. Yes, they're consistent, at least in title with her public views, but we know in detail now, and it must be quite embarrassing for her, that she really genuinely did think and articulated the economic case against leaving the European Union. That's a massive news.
So basically, it undermines what she's been saying recently then regarding Brexit. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, he earned the right to be saying it's embarrassing for her, and it just makes it easier for people to say, look, you know, Theresa May, you're going to have a tough time negotiating a decent outcome from this Brexit negotiation.
Yeah, OK. I should put out, there's a bit of a delay because Rupert's in Africa at the moment, so we're pleased that we got hold of him and he's able to join us. But let's, a little bit about the history of this, because what is interesting to me, Rupert, is that it's just the latest in a long line of politicians being recorded, not off the cuff exactly, but because Theresa May was actually giving a speech, I think, during this one. But it, you know, we've had Gordon Brown and the bigoted woman. We've had Cameron caught off guard saying the Queen was purring over the Scottish referendum. Tony Blair recorded lying about Iraq whenever he spoke about Iraq. The examples go on, don't they? What is it about politicians that just don't learn not to say something that could come back to haunt them when microphones are in front of them?
Well, I mean, you're right to say that this has been a year of leaks and embarrassments, and most notably, perhaps, of Donald Trump's comments about where he grabs women.
Yeah.
But I mean, I suppose really the answer must be that they spend so much time surrounded by journalists and surrounded by microphones. And these days, of course, pretty much everyone carries a sort of broadcast quality video recording device on them, that it's almost impossible not to get caught saying silly things, and a lot of people do, but it's hard because we kind of expect our politicians to have a different standard from us and to express themselves more politely. I'm sure that we've all called people bigoted. It's just that Gordon Brown got publicly embarrassed for doing so.
Yes, I mean, it's a shame we didn't get, when Cameron suggested the Queen was purring, it is a shame that nobody recorded that, because I think the noise of the Queen actually purring like a cat would be something we'd all like to hear, Rupert.
I think it's also a shame that it's also a shame that none of David Cameron's undergraduate colleagues had smartphones back in the day as well. There are lots of things we'd like to see published.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the evidence of Big David putting Little David into the dead face of a pig, for instance, would have been... I mean, would have been able to... If that had been proven, and of course the smart money now says it was just a rumour and didn't really happen, but if it did happen and there was evidence of it, would he have had to resign as Prime Minister over something like that?
Don't blame me. I mean, I hope not. I hope we're not that puritanical. But yeah. It's a really interesting question, isn't it? That there are now so many people, like the thing with this Goldman Sachs talk is that everyone in the room had a mobile phone on them. There are so many people who can record audio and video now that are we really going to keep expecting our politicians to be, you know, squeaky clean, perfect people? Or do we think that they probably do the occasional stupid thing? They probably do swear. They probably do mess up.
Yeah, so we should... they're just human, like the rest of us. So what we should do is they should embrace that and embrace social media and embrace the fact that everyone can film everything, and, you know, and let's level the playing field and just let it all, well, in David Cameron's case he did, but let it all hang out, dirty washing there to see, and then we'll just choose our politicians according to which one we just find funniest.
Yeah, and if you don't, you can't win, can you? Because look at Hillary Clinton. She's this sort of micromanaged campaign. She's almost robotic in the way she practices her politics, and she gets criticised for that because all she's really doing is being really cautious and careful, given what the Clinton White House went through back in the 90s. You know, scandal and the Clintons need to avoid each other.
Yeah, it is a good job. Bill, back in those days, didn't have a GoPro strapped to his cigar. Thank you very much, Rupert. That is Rupert Myers. He's the political correspondent for British GQ, Telegraph, Guardian. He's in Africa for a reason, and he spoke to us there. Now, if you've got an opinion on Theresa May's the recordings that have been leaked of her decrying Brexit, or politicians being recorded off the cuff in general, then do let us know, of course, here on Talk Radio, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Get through some of your reactions next. It's just after 1:30. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Talk Radio.
Several fires have broken out in Calais at the refugee camp known as the Jungle on the third day of an operation to dismantle it. Local officials say the fire brigade is on standby after several empty shelters were set alight. Sky's David Bowden's there and says it's unlikely anyone who wants to stay at the camp will be allowed to.
Now, of course, clearly that time has been much, much shortened because, of course, the place is on fire. And because of the closeness, you can probably hear that explosion behind us.
French officials now say they expect to disperse all the remaining migrants from the site by this evening. UKIP leader Nigel Farage and Mike Hookham have been involved in an angry exchange with the President of the European Parliament. It's after Martin Schulz referred an altercation between Hookham and former UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe to police. Jeremy Corbyn has compared the Prime Minister's Brexit plan to the schemes devised by Blackadder's hapless sidekick, Baldrick. During PMQs, the Labour leader mocked Theresa May by insisting the character is the only great philosopher he could think of when assessing the government's EU exit strategy. Defence Secretary Michael Fallon says he would be extremely concerned if a NATO ally assisted Russian warships heading to Syria. They've reportedly been refused permission to refuel at a Spanish port in North Africa. New research shows giving training to the parents of children with autism as early as possible can help to significantly reduce symptoms. It's just the improvement can continue for up to 6 years. And Adele has asked fans at a concert in Miami not to vote for Donald Trump in the US presidential election. It's after the singer told the Republican candidate to stop using her music at his public appearances. The weather mainly cloudy with some sunny spells later across southern England and Wales. Across Scotland it'll be windier with patchy rain, slowly spreading into Northern Ireland and Northern England. Highs of 15 degrees.
Is more in half an hour. Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Now, today's bonus news in an hour for regular listeners who I know look forward to Victoria's bonus news.
Bonus news.
That's what I said.
You just need to be clear with your speech, I think, John.
Hello, pot.
Well, you know.
Bonus news today, as you cover everything in your news, that is the point of bonus news. It has to cover everything. So
everything.
In three categories, that is animal, vegetable or mineral.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the turn of mineral news.
That's right.
In an hour's time.
My least favourite.
I know. But we're all looking forward to it already.
Really?
Yes. And indeed, read the revelations about your office, inter-office email that you sent round the office this morning. We're all looking forward.
Inter-office?
Yeah, if you like. We're all looking forward to...
Do you mean interstation?
No, I mean inter-office.
Okay, fine.
And those shocking revelations, hashtag Fridgegate, coming up later on the programme. As is Lonely Lunch, I should point out that there will be a Lonely What Lunch on the phone with us very shortly. Now, you can get on the list. If you'd like to win a gift prize, you can get on the list for Lonely Lunch. The only criteria is that you must be lunching alone. And then you can email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Come on the radio, tell us why, and indulge in some idle chit-chat. Next, by the way, we have been handy the recording of, if you haven't heard it yet, Theresa May decrying Brexit. The Guardian have got the tapes. We've been sent the tapes. We'll play them to you next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as promised then, we've been handed the audio of Theresa May decrying Brexit. Now, you've heard about this, of course, in the news. She was recorded, and Rupert there, who joined us, the political correspondent of GQ and Telegraph, and also writes for The Guardian, he said that it was embarrassing for Theresa May that her true position on Brexit came out on these tapes when, of course, she's now got to get us out of Europe by saying that it's a good thing, which is what, obviously, her public face has to say now. But anyway, we've got the original tapes of Theresa May. This is what she said in the run-up to the referendum. Her views on Brexit were clear.
If we need to remain in the EU, the Central Commission send the government a hamper at Christmas, and it has some of the best cuisine from across Europe, so it's definitely worth staying for at least that. I don't know what's wrong with people. I actually like regulated bananas. At first, I was wary of the French with their moustaches and onions, but once I got to know them, they're not that bad. They just need to work on the smell. The EU is the closest thing we have to the British Empire. It's just we're not officially in charge of it yet, but that'll change. Sort the NHS. They won't need any more money once we've sold it off. Brexit will mean the end of the White Cliffs of Dover. The cliffs will leave. France aren't having our clear. If Britain votes Brexit, Nigel Farage will become the new king, and then the army will have to dress as pearly kings. Having the EU is like having the barriers up when doing 10-pin bowling. Not as fun, but less risk. Can we mock that up into a poster, put it on the side of a bus? I don't f***ing care.
That's Theresa May there, recorded... I know, and that's they were actual thoughts about Brexit before. This was a month before the EU referendum, and that's what she said, recorded in a candid moment there. So we'll play that out to you again later on the show as well, as the news changes throughout the afternoon, as it does. So your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Yes,
that's right. A lot of reactions.
Lots coming in, yeah. John. This is from Sandra. He says, John, why doesn't Sam Allardyce take the Prime Minister job? He has an experience in both managing and secretly getting recorded.
That's so right.
The ideal
candidate, really,
yeah,
when you think
absolutely.
About it. Yeah.
John, the UK's relationship with the EU post-Brexit will be a complicated one already. The negotiations could go on for years. But has anyone considered this? If Theresa May does, in fact, love Europe so much,
yes.
Why doesn't she marry it?
It's a good, well, she's not the only person suggesting that. Jenny in Milton Keynes has called as well. And she said the recording, we know this, of course, it was 1 month before Brexit. Theresa May was a Remainer, but Jenny says her hands were tied. And that's true. Jenny's seen the footage. Because there is apparently, we're just getting news, that there's a video footage as well of this. And you can clearly see that Theresa May's hands are tied behind her. And it's the speculation now is whether or not that's a sort of 50 Shades of Grey.
Whether she's into that.
BDSM kind of thing. You know, BDSM, of course, being the driving school. So whether or not Theresa May's into that, we don't know. I mean, we're gonna look at the footage. And, of course, if it does show Theresa May in a red room.
I've watched the footage a number of times now, John.
Oh, and it does?
I don't know. Can't remember. It's good, though.
All right, fine. Thanks, Jenny, for calling, and we'll keep you abreast of that story as it unfolds. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. Do you know what Headline Hijack is? Well, of course you do. If you're a regular listener, it's this. It's made-up news stories. They go in the news at 2 o'clock. Why? Ask me why.
Why?
To confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme, that's why. People are out. It's lunchtime. Let's be honest. Cards on the table. It's lunchtime. People are out for lunch. They're not necessarily listening to this bit of the programme. I mean, they could well be using the excellent Talk Radio app, of course, on their mobile device. But they may listen at their desk, on the internet, or on their DAB radio set. But if they've popped out for lunch, maybe they've missed this bit. That is the point of Headline Hijack. It's the bit of the programme where we lie to those who don't hear this bit of it. We invite you to make up a news story, fib, fabricate and fake your way into the bulletin at 2 o'clock, and then when the people get back from lunch to hear it, they believe it, because it's in the news. It's Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, Cornelius, what's come in?
Lots coming in. This is from Darren, who says, after being fined by Ofcom for £4.6 million, Vodafone have said in a statement that they promised to pass on the cost to its customers.
Yeah.
Anyone with a Vodafone contract can expect their bill to be increased for the next 2 months until the fine is paid off.
That's £4.6 million split between all their customers.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, okay.
That's only fair.
It is, yeah. So over to you. Lines are open. You've got about 19 minutes. And while you're thinking of a Headline Hijack, we'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen unit, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber.
Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire license fees may apply.
It could be a neighbour, a courier, or maybe someone casing your house for their next break-in. The new Ring video doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone when someone steps onto your property. Ring lets you see and speak with anyone at your door, anytime, from anywhere, whether you're home or not. Get the Ring video doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Loan Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
An incident above the A1M in County Durham means that's currently blocked both ways near Darlington between junctions 58 and 57. Traffic at a standstill on both sides of the A1M. There's severe delays still on the southbound A1 through Wentbridge in West Yorkshire after earlier problems near to Barnsdale Bar with queues back towards the M62. An accident on Cheshire's northbound M6 causing delays as you move towards junction 20 for the Lymm interchange. And earlier problems in Oxfordshire has left delays on the northern side of the Western Bypass Road towards the Botley interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
Every approved used Jaguar XE comes with 2 years free warranty. And with 10.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,500 deposit contribution across the XE range. So the award-winning Jaguar XE is now closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 31st of December 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show. Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, coming up to a quarter minutes to a thing, and very shortly we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher. But as you'll be aware, if you are, you know, a big fan of news, and I know a lot of people are very much looking forward to News's tour next year. A lot of people, we're getting anticipation is building. They haven't announced the dates for the News tour yet, but many people, big fans of the New. You know, if you've seen the show, it really is quite spectacular when they come out to the headlines at the beginning, don't they? And then they go through their back catalogue of big stories. It's excellent. And there's rumours now that the News might headline Glastonbury.
Really?
Yes, apparently Hugh Edwards might put in an appearance, come out on stage on the Saturday night and read the news.
Yeah.
So the Glastonbury crowd, something to look forward to there, certainly. But a lot of people are fans of the news, but it doesn't stop it being quite complicated.
Oh, yeah. See, I like it, but I can't get my head around it.
A lot
of
people can't. It's impenetrable sometimes, isn't it? The lyrics. So here we are to help. As ever, regular listeners will know that we analyse the news on a regular basis, and we do it through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Thank you.
did the camp at? Calais takes so long to clear. Jungle is massive.
Jungle is massive.
Very original.
It's good. Right, shall we meet today's lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Rhetorical question, because yes, Lonely Lunch Club here and exclusive to Talk Radio, unless Scott Mills has copied it, like he does with other things. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is where the inductees into the Tupperware Hall of Despair are inducted into. What? Criteria to get into the Lonely Lunch Club. Very, very, very simple indeed. All you need to do is be lunching alone. That's it. We play the role of virtual friend or colleague. You're invited on the radio to chat us through why you are lunching alone. You could be on the receiving end of gift prizes, details of which will be coming soon. Let's meet today's. He's called Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hi, John. How you doing? You okay?
Very good, thank you, Adam. Thank you for asking. First off the bat there, inquiring after my health. How polite of you. You're obviously brought up well, Adam. Where are you? Which polite bit of the country are you in?
I'm from Timperley, which is nearby Altrincham, where it's been put on the map by Justin Bieber having a drink there yesterday.
Yeah, is this near where Justin Bieber shouted at a crowd?
Well, yeah, it's near Manchester, so yeah.
Because he's got angry that people are screaming at him, hasn't he, Adam, or something? Have you seen this?
Well, I heard a little bit about it, yeah.
Apparently Bieber, apparently Bieber sings songs, apparently. And during this...
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently. during this, people in the crowd that paid good money to see Bieber screamed at Bieber and made Bieber angry. I mean, this is messing with the entire etiquette of a concert, isn't it, Adam?
Well, I guess so. But, if you look back, you've got stuff like the Beatles and things. They were always... Any kind of showreel of the Beatles kind of coming into an airport or anything, all you can hear is this screaming in the background. So it's not anything new. And you'd think Justin Bieber had been around on the circuit long enough to be able to kind of deal with this.
Well, you would a bit, wouldn't you? But, I mean, we're talking about Bieber. This is a man who left a monkey at an airport. So, I don't think the Beatles ever did that, did they? So, they got rid of... Stuart Sutcliffe. I was going to say Peter Sutcliffe. That's a very different thing. Stuart Sutcliffe, didn't they? But they didn't leave him at an airport. And whereas Bieber just callously dumped a monkey at an airport, and now he's shouting at his own fans for screaming at him. We're digressing, Adam. To be honest, why are you lunching alone, Adam?
I'm lunching alone because it's my day off and my family are away, so I've got the whole house to myself.
I see.
It's lovely.
Yeah. So you're enjoying the solitude, is what you're telling me?
I'm enjoying my solitude. Less so with the jingle. I feel kind of a bit terrible about myself now with the whole jingle.
With the lonely lunch. Yes. Well. The thing is, the point is, Adam. It is there for people lunching alone. Now there is no. There's nothing that says you have to be miserable about it. I mean, we are here to cheer you up and pull you through it. But there's no. Yeah. But you can be perfectly happy and call us and get on the phone. That, by all means, that's absolutely allowable. When it's your day off. So, what is it? What is it? Your day off from, Adam?
It's my day off from working in a wine shop called Corks Out, which is just in the village. I work Corks Out.
Corks Out. Yeah.
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 Where we do, I sell wine, and surprisingly, and other spirits and beers as well.
Oh, I see. But if it's called Corks Out now, not all wine is has a cork anymore, does it, Adam? So this is this is messing with the system, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. So
you need, Adam, to change the name of the shop to Corks Out and Tops Off.
I'll definitely feed that back.
Please do, yes. What's your manager called?
Matt.
Matt, listen, if you're listening, right, get out there now with a paintbrush. Right? Because a lot of people... I mean, you buy a lot of wine, don't you, now, that's not got the cork, Matt? And Tops Off and Corks Out is a great name for a shop, isn't it?
Yes, I endorse that.
There you go. Just trying to help, as ever. Right, so how long have you been working there, Adam?
Just over a year now.
Right, so your knowledge of wine is it's good. If I wanted wine advice, I could come to you and be sure I'd get the right advice.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Well, all right, give me some generic wine advice.
Okay, so usually I'd ask kind of like what sort of thing you're into. So do you drink red or white? What's the kind of tipple of choice?
Well, I'll be honest. I'll let you into a sort of personal secret. I used to drink red wine quite a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And I still like red wine, but I'll be honest with you, it makes me angry. So the older I get, right? Weirdly, red wine now has a weird effect. Well, but if I have kind of more than a little bit, a glass, maybe I have a glass of red wine, it's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe a glass and a half, two glasses, I will punch someone. I mean, it just kind of makes me properly aggressive and angry, and I don't know why. Yeah. Does that? Is that a wine thing? Is that? Have you heard of that before?
I've heard it happens with alcohol in general. I've never kind of had it prescribed to one particular red wine.
Yeah, it's red wine. I can drink white wine, that's fine.
Okay.
But red wine just turns me into the Hulk.
I can imagine that. I think that would actually be entertaining to watch, so I might just give you a couple of glasses and see how it goes.
Fine, free wine offer from Adam there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's legally binding.
Yeah, that is legally binding. Feel free, John, if you come into the shop.
I like a Malbec, Adam.
Fine, we have a couple of Mendoza Malbecs on tour at the moment. So
yeah. And how much would a good Malbec set me back if I was to pop into Tops Off and Corks Out, as we're now calling it?
Well, my favourite is the Fletcher's de los Andes Grand Malbec, which is £19.99.
Now, that's a good... Because people judge a wine by the price often, don't they? If you know nothing about wine, you can sort of go, well, that's £20. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Does that always ring true? I mean, are there expensive wines that are crap?
I would say so. I don't drink many expensive wines, to be honest. But the... It's all down to taste. Everyone's taste is individual.
Yeah.
So some people have really nice, expensive wine that they really like.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, just won't. It's one of those things.
Because you can get a good bottle. You know, most people go to the supermarket, they look for a bottle of wine that's on offer. So it might be £10, but it's now £5.
Yeah.
And you judge that. Everyone does that. You go, yeah, that's fine. Because if I'm going to a dinner party and I'll take that, and it'll look like I'm more generous than I actually am.
That kind of depends on whether the people that you're going to actually know about wine.
That's a good point. Yeah, it does.
They might just kind of think, oh, it's wine, excellent, and just drink it because it's alcohol.
Yeah, that's fair, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is quite interesting. I mean, we talked about Tops Off and Corks Out. Is there a different, why have we moved over to the tops of the wine, not slightly away from the corks, or have we? That's just my perception of it.
I think that it's definitely a newer thing, and some companies are doing it because some keep better, especially over long term. When you have a wine that spends a long time without being opened, the cork dries out and will kind of start disintegrating. So with a top, you're not going to have that.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, you know, it's always, what we like to do, Adam, is we've done idle chit chat without even worrying about it. If I'm honest,
excellent.
And that's the point of the exercise. But what an interesting. We're always here to learn. That's the point as well. We like to meet people on the phone who can tell us things. You have. Thank you, Adam, for that. Much obliged.
Not a problem.
You are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You get to choose from a gift prize. However, you see, that's we don't just take; we also give.
Excellent.
Here comes the gift prize. Music. And Adam, you get to choose from one of the following gift prizes:
a Talk Radio mug,
a large cylindrical cup with a handle used without a saucer, with a logo of the digital space station started in March 2016.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
The free newspaper regularly found disregarded on trains can be scribbled on and sent to you.
A Talk Sport mug.
A large cylindrical cup with a handle used without a saucer, with a logo of the Sports Speech Station, which was born out of the previous incarnation of this station, Talk Radio.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Talk Radio presenter John Holmes writes a book about something or other.
Yes.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
A large cylindrical cup with a handle used without a saucer, with a logo of the Digital Sports Speech Station started in March in 2016, a spin-off from the Sports Speech Station, TalkSport.
Almost.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Just announced yesterday as one of the presenters of the BBC's Jazz Pop-Up Station, this man clearly will be up for any gig at the moment, presents this calendar, which they made for his show before he left on grounds we're not allowed to mention.
That's right. Perhaps we'll also throw in a jazz mag to celebrate that.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And due to a typo in an email, you could be draining your vegetables just like working on this show drains the life out of me.
And we'll also throw in a jazz mag to celebrate that. Right, out of those choices, Adam, wine retailer extraordinaire from the Manchester shop, or near Manchester shop, tops off, corks out. which of those gifts would you like to be on the receiving end of?
That was an impressive display of gifts. Yes. I'm very impressed. I really liked, actually, the Haiku newspaper. That sounds pretty interesting. I think I would have done better with my journalism degree if I'd have had that.
Journalism degree, trust me, Cass has got a qualification in journalism. It's of no use to her whatsoever. well done, Adam. You will get that newspaper. It will be on its way to you through the post. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Adam. He is in Manchester. He's now the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club of Talk Radio weekday afternoons. You could be inducted also. All you got to do, as Adam did, is come on the phone, tell us what you're there for and why you're lunching alone. And idle chit-chat will reign. Right, small matter of this before the news, which is coming imminently from Victoria's mouth. Made-up news stories, then. There'll be a lie in the news, which is next. A big, great, fat lie. But whose lie will it be today? Who is victorious in Victoria's news? As part of Headline Hijack. Cornelius, you've got a name there.
Yes.
What is the name?
Zachariah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's Zachariah from?
Chester.
Good. Zachariah in Chester, congratulations. You are the winner of today's Headline Hijack. After the news, then, we will be dabbling in work experience punditry. The return of Ellie with her hipster nonsense. She's had a few weeks off, so Christ alone knows what she's managed to find. Anyway, hipster nonsense reviewed by Ellie very shortly. Also, your chance to win some meat on the programme later. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, actually, because we're not racist. In a game of Dead or Alive, if you'd like to play that, the number's this. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can't use Twitter because it's a competition and the rules are different. Right. Victoria's next with the news after these messages.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Right, sharp a knife, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyberstreetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
At Wix, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wix, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get free UK mainland delivery and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available till the 24th of November while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, good afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fires in the jungle, UKIP clashes, refer to police and find out the latest band to reunite.
Talk Radio.
Four people have been arrested after several fires broke out in the so-called jungle refugee camp in Calais. Authorities have been demolishing the makeshift buildings and relocating thousands of people who live there. Sky's David Bowden is there. He says it's widely thought that the fires were started deliberately.
We're also hearing that the fire brigade didn't come in very quickly. Took them more than an hour, according to these migrants, for the French fire brigade to actually come into the camp. They believe that the idea was, let it burn, it will help us destroy the camp.
UKIP leader Nigel Farage and MEP Mike Hookham have been involved in an angry exchange with the President of the European Parliament. They're unhappy at a decision by Martin Schulz to refer the altercation between Mr. Hookham and former UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe to French police. The Labour leader has compared the Prime Minister's Brexit plan to something out of Blackadder.
I think when you're searching for the real meaning behind and the importance behind the Prime Minister's statement, you have to consult the great philosophers. The only one I can come up with, Mr. Speaker, is Baldrick, who says our cunning plan is to have no plan.
Theresa May hit back, though, by suggesting Sir Tony Robinson, who played the actor in the TV series, was no longer a member of the Labour Party. The Defence Secretary says he'd be extremely concerned if a NATO ally assisted Russian warships which are heading to Syria. The vessels were reportedly refused permission to refuel in a Spanish port based in North Africa. And for the first time in more than three decades, ABBA are going to formally reunite. All four members of the Swedish pop group are going to work with Simon Fuller, known for managing the Spice Girls, for a special new project. Now, we don't know what the details of what it is yet, but it is said to involve the latest in digital and virtual reality technology. Mm-hmm. You excited?
Well, now, what's the best ABBA song? Don't say that one.
How do you know what I was going to say?
Well, because everyone says that one. What's the best ABBA song?
I really have to think now. Because I was just going to say Dancing Queen. Just because it popped into my head. Maybe it's just the most well-known one.
It's horrible.
You're horrible.
I like Dancing Queen. I like it.
Can you do a bit of it?
No.
I can, yes.
Please.
It's rubbish.
Please.
Well, it's not rubbish. It's just overplayed. You're absolutely right. It's just... You going to sing it?
Please.
I can sing it.
Yeah. Now.
May I sing it is a different question.
Anyway, while you two lovers have a tiff...
We're not lovers.
You
nothing
can dance.
Nothing lovable has happened between us ever.
The best ABBA song is Eagle.
I think you've said this before. I've not heard Eagle.
It's... Well, what if I said it before and I said, why didn't you go and listen to Eagle?
Because I don't necessarily listen to what you say or act upon what you say.
Go and listen to Eagle by ABBA. Two ABBA songs that are great. ABBA, you know, because they are some of the best... I mean, the best songs, the best pop songs ever written. But particularly Eagle. Mm-hmm. Dancing Queen's awful. But ABBA, Eagle is brilliant. And The Day Before You Came. By ABBA.
The Day Before You Came.
Yes.
Okay. I'll write that down.
Stop giggling at that. That's not rude.
I'm not giggling.
An eagle.
It's your fault.
There you go. There.
Right. Got so much to do.
Did you do the weather?
No, I haven't done that yet.
All right, here's the weather with Victoria, who's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Mainly cloudy with some sunny spells across southern England and Wales. Across Scotland, it'll be windy with patchy rain, spreading into Northern Ireland and Northern England. Highs of 15 degrees. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Both the FA Chief Executive and Chairman have confirmed to Talk Sport that a winter break is being considered. The idea has been talked about at board level, and discussions with the Premier League and Football League are due to take place. Martin Glenn and Greg Clark were quick to point out that the traditional Christmas fixtures will remain in place. There are two derby matches in the EFL Cup tonight. Manchester United host City, and rivals West Ham and Chelsea meet at the London Stadium. Elsewhere, Southampton face Sunderland. That's followed by the draw for the quarter-finals. In Scotland, Celtic travel to Ross County, hoping to extend their four-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Finally, England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has named six uncapped players in his squad for the Autumn Internationals after a run of injuries left him without 11 players. He's also recalled forwards Tom Wood and Dave Atwood. England's first Autumn International gets underway on the 12th of November against South Africa at Twickenham. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And we're just hearing that this year's winner of the Great British Bake Off has been leaked online after a member of the production staff scheduled the winning tweets 12 hours too early. A spoiler alert, now it revealed Andrew won after stunning the judges with a cherry and banana roulade showstopper.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. That was Ben with the pre-recorded sports and Victoria with the live news. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ever seen a clown, Tim Smith?
In my house, obviously.
How fast does it run?
28 miles an hour.
Guess again.
34 miles per hour.
Clowns can run up to 3 miles an hour only.
The Egyptians used to train guinea pigs to wait at tables.
A Fidel Castro can't be sick, can't vomit.
Baboons cover 3% of the total of the world's surface.
Before Tim Smith was invented, French royalty wiped their bottoms with a cow.
I love you.
Don't, please, because it's freaking me out.
I love you.
No.
Factoids.
Coming up to a time on a Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio. In a moment, work experience punditry. Before that, we're opening up the text and tweet lines. Cornelius, why are we opening up the text and tweet lines? Why?
Because, you know, to get allow the audience to interact with the show.
That's right.
So they make feel a part of it.
It's like modern, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like modern. So today we want to hear from you if you're ashamed to be British.
Because of Diane Abbott.
Yeah.
So she said she was ashamed to be British.
That's right.
Because of the age check with the teeth last week.
That's right.
Everyone had a massive go. Everyone had a massive go at her.
Yeah.
But, you know, why not?
She's ashamed to be British. Wasn't Lily Allen ashamed to be British as well at one point?
Potentially, probably.
So, you know, join in with Diane Abbott and Lily Allen this afternoon. Why are you ashamed to be British? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with why you're ashamed to be British.
Sean, I'm ashamed. This is from Kev. I'm ashamed to live in a country where you can't drink booze on a bus. What have you got, Cornelius?
Well, I'm ashamed to be British, John.
You are?
Yeah. Ever since, obviously, we've spoken about this before, but since Sainsbury's drastically reduced...
Oh, here we go again.
...their Mildil range.
Because the reason I realised
that when it comes to Christmas, their Christmas triple sandwich, which is the best Christmas sandwich that you can get in a Mildil, won't be part of the Mildil
anymore.
So it literally just ruined Christmas.
Yeah.
Every day I used to eat one of those.
Only at Christmas, though, surely.
Yeah, but, like, while it's available every day during Christmas. Oh,
Courtney's very angry about that Sainsbury's meal, dude. Yesterday, how about this? Oh, ashamed to be... I paid £6 for a pint of beer.
Whoa! Six pounds! I don't want to live in the country anymore!
Genuinely true. It was in London. Anyway... Why are you ashamed to be British? 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Speaking of things to be ashamed of. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi. welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Ellie. In a way.
But in a much bigger way.
Fingers
you
crossed.
Haven't
I don't know when I said that. Well, look, because you are work experience. You haven't been in for a while. You specialise in hipster nonsense. Work experience punditry is where we road test the next generation of critics. And broadcasters, Ellie's been with us for a while, on and off, and has been well and truly road tested, I think. But where have you been? Did you get some sort of, I don't know, job or something?
Well, I've been working to pay the bills
and
doing loads of radio stuff for free in the hope that one day someone will actually pay me.
The balance tips, doesn't it? What have you been doing to pay the bills?
Working for my student union, so lots of things like trustee meetings and board minutes. And
erecting a huge wire fence to keep Ginger producer Dave away. That sort of thing. Well, look, welcome back. It is lovely to have you back. And Hipster Nonsense was sort of pioneered with you. Work experience punditry, we review different things every day. Wednesday is always hipster nonsense. It's the sort of pop-up man bun beardy crap that you get in disused railway arches staffed by ex-offenders. Is that fair? Is that fair?
I mean, it's mostly fair.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in East London, yeah. It's pretty much fair.
And, but it's spread across the country now, that's the thing. Mm. We hear of them, these pop-up things, themed restaurants. Oh, come and have a cup of coffee and pet a cat. No. Just want a coffee. What's wrong with that? But hipster nonsense. Where are we going today, Ellie?
So last time I was in, you actually complained that it was too London-centric.
Well,
so
that, as I was mentioning there.
I've scoured the country a little bit, and I've come up with the world's smallest museum, although not officially verified. But probably the world's smallest museum.
Right, now, is this one of those things where someone has literally opened up, I don't know, a cupboard in their house and it's got some stuff in it? Did we talk about one of these before? There was a man had collected some scrap metal or something.
That was like the first thing I ever told you about. It was like a house of junk.
Yeah.
But this is slightly different.
Go on.
So you might have seen in the papers recently that old phone booths are being repurposed to become new fancy Wi-Fi booths. Like, technology and modern life is coming.
I did see that.
But what actually has happened in Yorkshire is that they've turned one of their phone boxes into the world's smallest museum.
Of old phone?
Well, it's just old things from the village.
Old museum of prostitutes' calling cards.
Old photographs.
Well, yes.
Glass etchings.
Yes.
And personal items, like fashion pieces.
So photographs, prostitutes' calling cards, glass etchings, graffiti someone scratched into the window of a... And what was the other one?
Fashion pieces.
Someone's urinated in the corner. That's the uses of a phone box,
let's
be honest.
It's not a typical phone box, John. It's a museum. It's a box of wonder.
It's not a box of wonder. It's an old phone box that tramps sleep in.
But this one, well, I mean, I can't guarantee that no one's in this one, actually.
You could just call it a museum of tramps, and you open the door, and there's someone sleeping there. Can you? That's, museum of urine.
That makes me ashamed to be British.
Well, and rightly so. Text it in 8732.
Slightly message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Slightly message with anybody like.
But you could do that. You could put anything in a phone box, couldn't you? Or just the things that are in the phone box, the urine, the old phone that doesn't work, the graffiti and the sleeping man.
So are you saying that because they're getting rid of phone boxes across the country to replace them with little Wi-Fi booths, you're now getting nostalgic for the classic phone box? So now you want to open a set of museums dedicated...
Musei.
dedicated to the wonders of what you would find in a phone box on a Saturday night at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah. The phone box of yesteryear. I miss the stick. I miss trying to make a phone call with the stench of urine in my nostrils, right? Not round here, obviously, because, in the Julia Hartley Brewer, we'll just go like a horse on the carpet in the office. So you get that here anyway. But what's happened to Britain that we can't now make a phone call with the smell of urine? What's wrong with Britain?
Well, now you can make a Skype call using the Wi-Fi with probably the smell of urine still around. So it's just modernising, John. No. You're living in the past.
I am, yeah. So what's in the phone box then exactly?
So just loads of little things from the village itself. And they'll change it every 3 months, so they'll mix it up. So I don't know if that just means that people are going into their attic and being like, here's a photo, you can have it for the booth. But only one person can visit at a time.
Well, click. I mean, yes. I could see why. Is there like a reception area where you have to pay to go in?
Or? No, so it's just like, there's a phone booth literally on the side of the road and you just queue and you go in it and you're like, oh, lovely. And then you're done.
I mean, it sounds crap.
No, it's the world's smallest museum and you could definitely take some arty photos.
Yeah, people love. Say...
Think about how people love to take photos with red phone boxes. Think about the tourism industry itself and red phone boxes, and then twin that with the world's smallest museum, and then twin that with like little arty, like little things from the village that you can take photos of.
But it's not all it is. They're calling it the world's smallest museum. All it is just some stuff in a phone box. I mean, I could put some stuff in a matchbox and call it the world's smallest museum.
You'd have to get it verified. You can't just go around saying this.
Why?
Who verifies it?
Well, they've actually applied to the Guinness World Book of Records to say world's smallest phone box.
Yeah, but it's not been ratified by the Guinness Book of Records, is it?
It might be. It just hasn't been ratified yet.
Well, neither's my matchbox. Come queue up. Look in my matchbox.
I don't think I want to look in your matchbox.
No, you really don't. All right. The Wi-Fi you mentioned, by the way, the phone box into Wi-Fi. This trialled in New York first, didn't it?
Yeah, and they hated it.
They did. And why did they hate it?
Because it attracted loads of people because it's fast internet speeds.
And what were they doing?
Things that were questionable.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, what they did, there was people going up into these phone boxes that adapted into super fast Wi-Fi spots. and looking at pornography. And that didn't go well, did it?
No. So now they're bringing it to London.
Yes. Great. Fair enough. All right, pop-up, smallest museum. Mm-hmm. Hateful. What's next?
So next up, you were saying at the beginning
just
about...
Just as a tease, but we have to go to traffic and travel. So this is consider this a little tease.
Okay, so you've talked about how we have like film and TV and hipster news and all of that.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that's really missing, John, that you never ever review is beauty trends. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, but there's a massive, massive market for it. So I've decided to twin hipster nonsense with beauty trends today for you.
And it's coming next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shop.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
Every approved used Jaguar XE comes with 2 years free warranty. And with 10.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,500 deposit contribution across the XE range. So the award-winning Jaguar XE is now closer than ever. Search Jaguar Approved Used.
Offer ends 31st of December 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
An incident on County Durham's A1M, or above it, should I say, means that that's closed near Darlington, both ways between junctions 58 and 57. Still slow on the southbound A1 through Wentbridge after earlier problems near to Barnsdale Bar. Liverpool's Mount Vernon, the A5047, is struggling. That's because of roadworks. Still delays on the M6 in Cheshire. This is north towards an accident near junction 20 for the Lym interchange. One lane still closed for recovery. And roadworks on Bodmin's A30 is causing eastbound delays as you head towards Priest Cross. I'm Joanna Adams.
This week at Lidl, get everything you need for a fantastic Halloween. Be prepared for trick-or-treaters with big bags of sweet treats from only 99p, or give them a scare with spooky Halloween doorbells, just £4.99. For great prices that won't make you scream, visit the Lidl Monster Market this Halloween. Subject to availability, and may vary, selected stores.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off with the Brothers Gold at 7. Don't miss the radio show that always keeps it in the family with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
Then it's the Undisputed King of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's Late Night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, by the way. If you're just tuning in, it's Talk Radio that you're listening to in the afternoon. And we are midst work experience punditry. Work experience is, work experience I, to give them their plural, road tested as the next generation of critics and broadcasters. Today, Ellie is back with Hipster Nonsense. And already, she has tried to persuade us that an old phone box by the road in Yorkshire is the world's smallest museum, when really what it is a roadside urinal. Which, coincidentally, is also Cass's nickname. Right, so... don't know what that means. I only said it because she's gone to the toilet or something.
By the side of the road.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Ellie!
Hello.
Hi. So, all right, so we've done the world's smallest museum. That's not a museum, really. It's just a pop-up load of rubbish. And where are we going now, then? You teased us before the break.
So, as I said, I feel like there's just not enough beauty on this show, John. Mm. So I'm going to...
Well, you say that.
I mean, literally quite a tease.
I mean, you sound like Josh Widdicombe, then.
Sorry. Oh, actually teasing us!
Oh, tease! Oh, actually teasing!
Actually meant throw ahead to what's coming up next!
It's a bit like a parrot, isn't it? Oh, who's a pretty boy then?
I'm a pretty boy!
Oh, Josh, where you come? Pretty boy then! Sorry, Ellie.
It's fine.
Anyway, you say there's not enough beauty on this show. Look at this face.
Yeah, so there's not enough beauty on this show. So the newest beauty trend that is sweeping the nation involves sticking little succulents, which are like baby plants. So you get a little baby plant and you get something called oasis glue, right? And you stick it to your nail, to a nail, and then you stick that nail to your own nail. So you're able to grow plants on your nails. So it's a concept come up by Australian artist Ros Borg, and she just thought that it would... quite a nice little decoration.
Well, it's not stupid, isn't it? So you glue trailing plants to your fingers.
Yes. And then when the plants start to fall off your nails, you can then plant them and then they become actual plants. But so that's... you could look at a plant on your like counter and be like, that used to be on my nail.
That's going to get in the way of everyday finger function, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Think about all the things you use your fingers for, Ellie.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
So if I was having lunch...
Yes.
Or... I think, like, it would be really distracting more than anything. And also, would they not weigh down your fingers? That's another thing.
Well, it's exactly right. And do they flower?
I think, like, I don't know if they manage to grow for that long. I think it depends on how you care for them. If you're very careless with your nails, they probably fall off quite quickly.
Did she think this is just an extension of the phrase green fingers?
Maybe that's where she came up with it. Maybe she was like, I need to... Not only can I have plants on my windowsill, but I really need to prove that I have green fingers.
So I mean, that's stupid.
It does actually look quite cool. If you look at the photos, I feel like if I did it, I would do it, take a photo and then be like, that's enough.
But it's not practical, is it? How would you wipe your bottom? I mean, you think about, you know, you're going to end up with, well, did you call them succulents?
Yeah, succulents.
You're going to end up with succulents in your bottom, aren't you, if you do that?
I think...
And then if it was, like, dangling plants...
If you had, like, ivy dangling off your nails...
It would drop into the toilet as you were doing it, wouldn't it?
What if you were, like, trying to get off the train, and then because you had ivy dangling off your nails, you got caught in the train door?
Caught in the door.
It's not really... health and safety, you know.
This is ridiculous. This is a new beauty thing.
Yeah, kind of like art meets beauty. So you'll put the nails on. I imagine for most people it'll be a case of taking a photo of it to be like, look how nice my nails look.
Yeah.
And then immediately taking them off.
It's not going to catch on, is it, that?
Well, it'd be really awkward if the plants died on your nail, but you couldn't get them off because of the nail glue. So then you'd just be walking around with dead plants on your hands.
And it's called oasis glue.
Oasis glue. So it's glue that's designed to basically keep the plants alive even though they're not in soil. So they can still grow using this glue.
It's nothing to do with Oasis.
Not the drink, as far as I'm aware.
Or the band. No.
Unless maybe that's, you know, maybe they're like, you know, we've given up music. It's time to make a foray into the beauty world.
Looking at them too, I can't see that.
I think they look quite nice if they had, like, little...
Oh, look, it's Bonehead with his nails. All right, I got a nail. Look at my nail.
All right, bonehead. All right, got nails on. It'd be like nice if they come here. We're trailing Ivy. Shut your face, bonehead.
I'm trying to play guitar. And you have a look down and you see they have lovely
parts.
You're
all tangled up in the frets.
You wouldn't need a pick. You just use the nails.
You'd thorns. If you grew thorns. Maybe Poison. You must be familiar with their work, the 1980s hair metal band.
Yes.
And their song Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Maybe playing the guitar solo, by the way, which is one of the greatest guitar solos, from that with actual thorns on your nails. I'm starting to come around to the idea
see,
now.
You can like see it now,
I
don't
do
you?
Now. It's absolute balls. What have you got next?
Prick. The Cactus Shop.
I mean, first you say there's no beauty, and now you just call me names.
So, sticking with the plant theme, it's a cactus shop in London.
Yes.
So it sells more than 150 types of cacti.
Cactuses, by the way.
Cactopodes. But the majority of them come from Holland, and she actually sees herself as, like, basically it's like an adoption service for cacti. Because
oh, God, how much hipster can you get? Adopt a cactus.
Because cacti live for ages, she said that people tend to sort of get bored with their plants, so then they kind of want to throw them away. So instead she's rehoming cactuses.
People don't do that, do they?
Apparently. If she's, you've got she's literally made a business out of it, so
my,
there must be a market
my
for it.
Nana had a cactus on her windowsill, a little one, right? I remember it from being a child. And there was a cat, and obviously I learned fairly fast that if you touched it, it hurt.
Mm.
Right? And that was on her windowsill from when I was a child till, like, when she died years later. And I think it's still alive, the cactus, not Nana.
Well, I had a bit of an issue with a cactus once where... So I sat at my computer desk and I had my headphones on and my mum came into my room and put a cactus down on the floor and I spun round...
Because that's what mums do.
Just literally... And I spun round in my computer chair to get up to walk out of my room and literally just kicked the cactus and had all the, like, thorns all up my leg.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Why did she... Why... What sort of mother comes into a daughter's room and puts a cactus on the floor
as a
trap?
She's a mum. She was like, oh, I'll come tidy that up later. So...
Sounds like it's like your house is a sort of supermarket own brand version of the traps in Saw.
It's like one of those infomercial ads where you're like, why would that accident ever happen? Why would I need to negate that? But it actually happened to me.
I was in a bar once.
Well done.
There's a cactus in there.
Yes.
Spiked my drink.
Right, get out. Go on.
What?
That's get out.
That's all right. That's all right.
Out we go.
I thought
it was just... Out. Just go and stand outside Denny's office and think about what you've done.
Is it cats?
Out you go, go. Sorry about that, Ellie.
It's fine, Dave.
That was Ellie. She had work experience punditry. It was hipster nonsense, with the emphasis on the nonsense, Ellie. Will you be back next week? Right, in the next half an hour of this programme, then, there will be a diversity paper review. Josh is joining us today. There is the big debate at 3. Foreign news from our foreign correspondents from somewhere foreign, speaking in foreign, plus a game of dead or alive. You can win some meat, beef, lamb or chicken, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Police in Calais say four migrants have been arrested in the so-called jungle camp after several fires were started there. French officials have been demolishing the makeshift shacks and homes over the last few days, and thousands of people have already been relocated. A fight between two UKIP politicians at the European Parliament has been referred to French police. Stephen Wolfe was left in hospital after the row with Mike Hookham in Strasbourg earlier this month. European Parliament President Martin Schulz says a committee is also investigating, meaning they could both be punished. His statement this morning has been translated.
The versions of the facts given by the two members involved diverge substantially, and the facts seem to have happened in the absence of direct witnesses. Given the seriousness of the reported facts and their possible criminal implications, further evidence is needed to clarify this matter.
Spain is coming under pressure from NATO allies not to allow the refuelling of Russian warships bound for Syria. The Spanish government says it's now reviewing the permit for refuelling at its port in North Africa. A father who force-fed his toddler a bread and cereal mixture until he died has been found guilty of manslaughter and child cruelty. The court had the boy drowned in his food in North London last November. And Vodafone says it's determined to put everything right after it was fined 4.5 £4.6 million for treating its customers badly. It was found to have charged thousands of pay-as-you-go customers for services they hadn't received, and that there were also problems with the way it handled complaints. The weather: sunny spells across southern England and Wales, patchy rain spreading from Scotland to Northern Ireland and Northern England. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now!
Yep.
There's more, not just in half an hour, but there's more now.
Yeah.
As Victoria is resplendent with mineral news.
Mineral news.
Does anybody actually care about this?
No.
It's claimed Donald Trump's family fortune originated in a Canadian gold rush brothel. The US presidential hopeful's grandfather, Friedrich Trump...
Go on.
Reportedly yeah. ran a restaurant, bar, and brothel in British Columbia at the turn of the 20th century. The US government is going to test mineral resources across six states to decide whether to ban mining in order to protect a particular type of bird. The numbers of sage grouse have...
Clever, you got it round to an animal thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good, well done.
Have reduced massively from a peak of 16 million to an estimated 200 to 500,000. Also in America, a Yale donor says the Peabody Museum's new mineral gallery will knock your socks off.
Oh, is that it? I mean, is it...
There's more.
Oh, right.
So the university's just opened a new exhibition, which features more than 150 minerals and gems drawn from some of the most significant private collections in the United States. And a...
How does it knock your socks off?
Well, he thinks people are going to be impressed. I don't think it's literally going to knock your socks off.
Right, that's never happened, has it?
Socks being knocked off?
No. I mean, socks are pulled off, surely. I mean, you can
unless they're just dangled loosely on your toes and then someone knocked them. That could happen.
They don't necessarily have to be on your feet either.
That's true.
That's true, it's not
specific.
You could
be resting them on your shoulders.
Yeah, rolled a sock up and rest on your shoulders.
Or it could be off the washing line, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So enough. Do you retract your comment?
So, no. Oh, no. I'm just saying
retract
that,
it!
All right, I retract my comment.
Thank you.
But that museum is so good that it will take the washing off your washing line.
That's not what he said, but, yeah.
And finally,
a rare 18th century gold coin worth £250,000 has been found in a boy's toy pirate treasure chest. The rare Queen Anne Vigo 5 guinea piece was given to the anonymous owner by his grandfather when he was a child, and he had no idea until recently how much it was worth. It's now going on auction.
And that was...
Mineral News. Does anybody actually care about this?
Yeah, I've answered that already. We care, Victoria.
Thanks.
Because Victoria's news bulletins are now shorter, and so she has to make up the time. And we do it with animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. That was Mineral News.
Does anybody actually care about this?
Anyway. Thanks, Victoria.
That's not okay.
Right. Still to come, then, in this next half an hour, a diversity paper review, plus reasons you're ashamed to be British. We'll take some of your reactions next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions are coming in. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Georgie says that he's got some frenzy on offer and that he's running out of Ketfet, but he's trying to get some more in. I don't really know what that means, though. Militant Feminisis says, John,
yes.
Why is there a cock of the walk, but there's no... And I can't really finish it.
All right. If you've got a reaction, then here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Do you need to do the cost of the text again in this hour?
Yeah, we should have done it first.
Well, you did do it in the first hour. You did it with a mouthful of tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
How did you forget that?
So if you want to text in,
yes,
it will cost you 25 pence.
Yes.
Plus your standard network rate.
Thank you. Diane Abbott. Has said she's ashamed to be British. Why has she said this? Because of all the controversy over checking the migrant child's teeth. Made her ashamed to be British. Lily Allen was ashamed to be British as well, wasn't she, a couple of weeks ago? So today we're collecting your thoughts on why you're ashamed to be British. We've already had, I'm ashamed to live in a country where you can't drink booze on a bus, John. Cornelius is ashamed to be British because of Sainsbury's drastically reducing their meal deal selection. It's a little bugbear of yours.
Horrific. That, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's horrific. What they've done
is,
for me, tantamount to illegal.
Right. So they had a meal deal.
They still do.
Yeah, but they've reduced what goes into it.
Yeah, so now...
Because you used to favour a baguette.
Yeah, the big sub sandwiches they were, but they've taken them out of the meal deal. It's just, basically, they've reduced it to just plain sandwiches now, sort of. You're just ham or cheese and pickle.
Well, that's Brexit for you.
Yeah.
And Cornelius is ashamed to be British. This is from Sarah. John, I'm ashamed to be British. Why? Just once, I'd like to go to my local swimming baths and not have to wade through a sea of plasters. I bet that doesn't happen in other countries. Yeah. What have you got there, Cornelius? Come in.
Michael says, John, the candidates on The Apprentice are all introduced as some of the country's brightest business minds.
Yeah.
If this is the case, how do we have any sort of economic infrastructure?
I'm ashamed to be British.
Ashamed.
Why are you ashamed to be British? Get in touch. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you like.
John, I'm ashamed to be British when the customer whose house I'm working in shouts up the stairs to me, who are these idiots you're listening to on your radio? Don't you know Hawksby and Jacobs are on the other side? That's just come in from someone listening to us upstairs in someone else's house. Do get in touch. He says he's working in someone's house upstairs. He's probably a burglar. What's that core demographic?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, speaking of opinions, we have been out on the streets. We like to go out on the streets on this programme. We do it every single day. We, as you'd expect, like to take the pulse of the nation to find out what they are thinking. We do it by sending our crack team of reporters, so-called, because they're Irish and they love the crack, by which I mean the drug. And they're out on the streets asking the strangers what they think. They've been putting microphones in their faces. Today we've been asking, do they think cobblestones or autumn?
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Autumn?
Cobblestones.
Autumn.
Cobblestones. Autumn.
Cobblestones.
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 Autumn.
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Autumn.
Autumn.
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Autumn.
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 Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Autumn.
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 Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Autumn.
Autumn. Cobblestones.
Autumn.
Cobblestones.
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 Autumn.
Cobblestones.
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 Autumn.
Autumn.
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
And that's what the people are saying out on the streets of Britain today. They're saying cobblestones or autumn. That's what the people think. But what do you think? Do you think cobblestones? or do you think autumn? Let us know. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word autumn or cobblestones.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Josh will be here next with today's Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Mmm. Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way.
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it. Taste the feeling.
Thinking about care for an elderly loved one is never easy, but getting the right advice and support can be. Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line is here to answer any questions you might have. From paying for care to finding care homes in your local area, our advice is free and available to everyone. You don't even have to be a Bupa customer. So call Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line today on 0800 52 000 52 or search Bupa Elderly Care online.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
County Durham's A1M is experiencing severe delays after an earlier closure near Darlington, both ways between junctions 58 and 57, whilst police are dealing with an incident above the A1M. All open now, but you're still struggling. Northamptonshire's westbound A14 as you move between One at Welford towards the Catford interchange for the M1 and M6 is busy because of a breakdown. There's reports of an accident on the northbound M1 near junction 9 for Redbourne, and both sides of Hampshire's A3M have been closed near Havant because of a police incident. That's between junctions 4 and 5. I'm Joanna Adams.
This week at Lidl, get everything you need for a fantastic Halloween. Be prepared for trick-or-treaters with big bags of sweet treats from only 99p, or give them a scare with spooky Halloween doorbells, just £4.99. For great prices that won't make you scream, visit the Lidl Monster Market this Halloween. Subject to availability, and may vary selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or, as you know by now, if you are listening to this on DAB radio, and it's got a screen on it, the screen is not big enough to put the whole of the Talk Radio slogan on it. It probably says something like, Talk Radio, we'll get you. And yes, we might be Britain's 34th most listened to radio station out of a possible 39, but we're definitely the most threatening. Good afternoon. In a moment, the Diversity pay-per-view. Before that, we've been looking through the news, as you'd expect, and what we've noticed is that it's all quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, you can't, Cornelius, I know, and many people say the same thing, but it's all right. Don't you worry, because we're here to help you. If you can't get your head around the news, let us know. and well, allow us to present it using the medium of Japanese poetry. It makes it easier to understand. It's what you get if you drill down into the news, of course, and break it down into its component parts. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Goldsmith bravely quits to spend time with his billion pound fortune.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Zach. A brave and bold move. That's the news in haikus, but now it's time... for the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Each day, a different diversity comes on to review the papers for us. Today, we welcome back Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Mr. Holmes.
Reminders of your diversity.
I am Black British.
Yes, you are. And what have you got in the papers for us today?
I just wanted to clarify a name quickly. Yeah, great stuff. It's hilarious.
Where are you starting? What paper are you going to?
We're going to go to the Metro first.
Metro.
a man has convinced his girlfriend to get his name tattooed on her forehead.
I mean, that's...
I'll pause.
That's some convincing, isn't it? I mean, if you went to somebody and said... how long have they been together? Do we know that?
That's a great...
Because you're not going to get away with that on the second date, are you?
His current girlfriend, Courtney Lee.
Current as well, not even...
I mean... I don't know, it doesn't say.
If you just tattooed your name, your partner's name on your forehead and then they started referring to you as their current partner.
Yeah, it would be worried, wouldn't it?
This is all over the place. It was in the Daily Mail as well. He was quoted as saying he branded her like Heinz beans. And he also was quoted as saying he has persuaded 39 other exes other women to get his name tattooed on them.
So he's like a serial tattooey sort of...
I think you have to ask yourself why someone would ask someone else to get their name tattooed on them in a branding sense. I presume it must be for some sense of ownership. You know what I mean? For someone to go out and their name is on them for the rest of their lives.
I can't think of anyone who'd agree with that. I mean, can you... I can't ask Cornelius because he's never had a girlfriend or anything, or a partner of any kind. Oh, but Josh, you know, you're a man of the world. Would you ever consider asking someone to tattoo... I mean, anyone you've ever been out with, would they have tattooed your name on their forehead? Would they? Can you think of anyone who would have done that?
You know, it's funny. Someone has actually got...
Hang on a minute.
It's a funny story. It had nothing to do with me though.
Oh, yeah.
They did it after.
So it was an ex of yours?
Yeah, yeah.
God, is this? Am I opening a raw wound here?
There's no wound. I don't mind.
What happened then?
I found out. No, it's they had a symbol tattooed on them. They had like a heart tattooed on them. One of my initials was in the heart, and
Could have been anyone's in it.
They tagged me in it. Like it was very blatant. But no, I was quite shocked. But yeah, obviously she cared about me quite deeply, so
yeah,
it doesn't surprise me. But in that sense. I'm surprised in this sense because it just seems like it's a convinced 40 women, 39 women, whatever the number is, to get your name tattooed on them, on her head. His name is tattooed on her head. Like, you know what I mean? Every time she goes out.
Yeah. I'm looking at the picture now, right? So this is a woman. She looks sad in the photo.
Yeah, I've got it too.
And the name... have you just seen it?
Yeah.
So the name of this idiot is tattooed not just on her forehead, right? But it sort of follows the curve of her eyebrows.
first name on one side and surname on the other side.
And his name is Ryan Wibberly, but his nickname is Wibbo. So,
but the stupid thing is, now look, we live in the West, right? We read right to left. left to right. Left to right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but she's had it backwards.
Yeah.
So, what above one eyebrow it says
her left eyebrow
Wibbo, and above the other one it says Ryan. So that's quite odd, isn't it?
Well, you can't even... The thing about that, you can't, like, to even tattoo... It would leave a scar, so that would be honest.
You can't even cover that up. It's
impossible. That's what
you know
I mean.
When, at school... I don't know whether you had this, Josh, right? But at school, you know, if someone would reach over when you weren't really paying attention and draw, let's say, a gentleman's downstairs genitalia area in the margin of your exercise book as a joke.
This is all familiar.
Yeah, there was a skill, wasn't there, involved in turning it into something innocuous before you handed your book in. Maybe an astronaut.
You've made this sound so proper.
Or a rocket or a fish.
Yeah.
Okay? But what I'm saying is, you know, it would be less embarrassing if she turned that into genitals, God. Wouldn't it? So she should just do... She should just do that. She looks stupid, and I mean that's not a good thing.
You have to be kind. You might have to have some kind of special persuasion skill to be able to convince that many women. Well, it's a claim, but to convince that many women to tattoo your name on them, that's a skill. That he should maybe he should get some type of high level sales job.
Yeah, because
that's impressive.
To be honest, that is. Isn't it?
I can't really think of any girl
I've ever been out with ever. If I just said, could you? Could you tattoo my name on your... Can I do it? Can I have a go? Can I...
Well, that's the other thing. He did it himself. He does it to the tattoo artist. He does it to them. Can you imagine just sitting there, just watching someone tattoo their name on you slowly over the course of 2 hours or so?
That's just... Anyway, what else have you got? It just makes me... I'm ashamed to be British. Like Diane Abbott, I'm ashamed to be British. What have we got next?
All right, next one. Well, that was actually from the Daily Mail, sorry.
All right,
that last
mail.
One.
All right.
But this next one is from the Metro. A groom dumps wife of 2 hours because she shared pictures of the wedding. Now, they sign an agreement beforehand, but the Saudi bride and groom are said to have had a binding legal agreement not to share pictures over Snapchat of the ceremony whatsoever.
Right.
Binding agreement.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the wedding finished, she shared it.
Or perhaps she wanted out.
Probably, yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she did it on purpose. Did she just put one, like a bunny face filter on him or something? That's the only thing I know about Snapchat.
Yeah, it's like good for
it's
you.
Not bad, was it?
Yeah. You know? Quite
yeah, all right, granddad. But yeah, I know about that. The bunny face. Those are the ones, aren't there?
Dog.
Scary face. I've seen that one. Mm.
Yeah. And there's also that cool one where it makes you look much more good looking than you are. Have you seen that one?
I don't need that one.
Clearly not.
Just look at my gorgeous face tattoo. I can tell. So she shared pictures, and he's annulled the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, but who has a binding?
Who has
a binding agreement
I mean, I was quite pleased that I had a legally binding agreement with my wife that we shared pictures of the wedding being consummated.
Oh Lord. It is for purchase, John. Are they purchasable pictures? Can you get them off any website?
Well, it depends how much money you've got. Anyway, so what now? We're running out of time, but I need to talk about other stories. What's this one in the Telegraph?
Savile?
Yes. I mean, yes.
We'll just start off with that then.
Plunge straight in, Josh, with Savile.
All right, well, Tesco has apologised after a customer received Jimmy Savile marmalade. Now, let's just describe what that is.
Oh, God.
So, an unknown individual, the unknown assailant, defaced a jar of Seville orange marmalade to say Jimmy Savile orange marmalade. Tesco spokesperson said this is clearly unacceptable.
And I hope they started that comment with now then. This is completely unacceptable. Now then. Can you do Jimmy Savile impressions anymore? Is that family? Not sure of the.
Can you do it?
No, it's probably not the best.
It's probably not the best.
Anyway, fine. Yeah. So they've apologised.
Yeah,
as you'd have to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're investigating how it could have happened. They gave the elderly lady back a voucher and a full refund on marmalade.
Full refund on a jar of marmalade. Because someone had just altered.
Defaced it, Mr. Holmes.
I'm looking at a picture of it now. I have to say, now she picked that up off the shelf. I'll be honest with you.
it doesn't look clear.
I mean, what he's rubbing? What all he's done is got a Sharpie, right, and he's just badly changed the E in Seville to an A.
It looks like a 4.
Yeah, and just scrawled the word Jimmy above it, right? So, but if you're going to do that properly, right, get a print off a label, make a whole label out of it. A little Jimmy Savile token on the side, like
step-by-step instructions.
It's horrible.
Jimmy Savile marmalade.
That's horrible. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
She probably did it herself.
No, she didn't. just to get a refund of marmalade. We're going to step away from that now for obvious reasons, and we've run out of time. Josh, thank you for coming in. I'm sorry we just rattled through that, didn't we?
That was awesome.
Next week, we'll see you again, I have no doubt.
Absolutely. Anything for you, Mr. Holmes.
Good. And if you could bring some more Operation Yew Tree condiments in, that'd be magnificent. Right, that is Josh with the Diversity Paper Review. Remind us of your diversity, please.
Black British.
That's right. Next, it's time for the big debate here on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sometimes opportunity knocks, but right now, it's ringing the front doorbell. With the new Ring Video Doorbell, you can see and speak with anyone at your door, whether you're home or not. The Ring Video Doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone so you can see who's at the front door anytime from anywhere. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Loan Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs. So you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes. Let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
We'll find out at 4 o'clock. Right, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's 3 o'clock. Big debate on the way. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John Holmes. Coming up, the jungle camp is cleared. UKIP clashes referred to police and an autism breakthrough.
Talk Radio.
French officials claim they've achieved their aim of moving thousands of people out of Calais jungle refugee camp. Most have now been dispersed to other parts of the country and will now have a chance to seek asylum. Police Commissioner Patrick Vissabourdon says he expects the whole site to be cleared within a week.
We will start all the districts from the massive destruction for all. Now we start slowly because we need to see if there are people in the house. But when you know no people in the house, it's easier.
UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe and Mike Hookham have been reported to French police over an altercation that left Mr. Wolfe in hospital. The President of the European Parliament says he referred the incident because of its seriousness and the possible criminal implications. A man who force-fed his toddler bread and cereal mixture until he died is facing jail. The court heard the boy drowned in his food in November last year. The 32-year-old from North London, who can't be named, has been found guilty of manslaughter and child cruelty. Teaching parents with autistic children how to communicate with their kids can improve their condition. A study has found play sessions resulted in benefits that lasted as long as 6 years after the treatment finished. Dr. Judith Brown is from the National Autistic Society.
For parents, it can be quite a shock, particularly if they've got other children, the differences. So to be able to support and have that therapeutic input to give them feedback of what they're doing well and what they could perhaps do slightly differently will help them to relate and interact more intensively with their child.
And ABBA is getting back together. The band's confirmed it's reuniting formally for the first time since splitting more than 30 years ago to work on a project with music mogul Simon Fuller.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What are you doing?
What?
This is chaos. So John just comes into the studio, pushes over the chair, then Cornelius chases him, whacking him with a rolled up paper. I've got to read the weather, and you two are not being professional.
John knocked over my chair.
I saw, I just described it.
We were having some wacky office time.
Please don't do that in the office.
This is the best place for it.
I don't think it is. Mainly cloudy.
Where would you have wacky office time?
I just wouldn't think that's appropriate behaviour.
Okay. I saw what you did earlier.
What? I think I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
I'm saving it though.
Let's just say the situation's been resolved.
Okay. In about half an hour's time, the details of what we're talking about, for what Victoria did in the office.
In the kitchen.
Mm. Was it wacky?
Yeah.
No. Sunny spells across southern England and Wales. Scotland's windy with some patchy rain, which is going into Northern Ireland and Northern England. Highs of 15 degrees. That obviously didn't hurt. He barely even hit you. Threatened me with your
I shouldn't
paper.
Do it. It's with... The metro we're giving away today.
The Haiku Metro.
Yeah.
It's an excellent prize. Good. So, next on the radio... It's a gift. Next on the radio... This will make no sense to people who just tuned in. Get the podcast. All will be explained probably on that. So you can find that podcast, by the way, which is extra bonus material as well. I know. And you'll find it at iTunes or at talkradio.co.uk. Now, though, Ben has the pre-recorded sport live from a skate park where he gets in the way of a child and knocks them off their skates.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Two senior figures at the FA have confirmed to Talk Sport today that a winter break is being considered. Chairman Greg Clark told us that they're working hard behind the scenes to try and achieve a mid-season interview. Clark and Chief Executive Martin Glenn reassured us, though, that the traditional Christmas fixtures are going nowhere. There are two derbies in the EFL Cup tonight. Manchester United host City in Talk Sport's live commentary match. Rivals West Ham and Chelsea meet at the London Stadium. Elsewhere, Southampton face Sunderland. That'll be followed by the draw for the quarter-finals. In Scotland, Celtic travel to Ross County, hoping to extend their four-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Finally, England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has named six uncapped players in his squad for the autumn internationals after a run of injuries left him without 11 players. He's also recalled forwards Tom Wood and Dave Atwood. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's, oh. Ben from the sport there, pre-recorded while accidentally knocking someone off a skate. That was weird. Skateboard. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time for the big debate. So, is Cliff Richard a terrorist? As text messages emerge apparently showing that Sir Cliff Richard could have been stitched up by the police and the BBC. The Sun newspaper claims to have seen messages between the police and a BBC journalist arranging TV coverage of the raid on Cliff's home. What are we to make of it? From the footage, we know that the police raiding Cliff Richard's flat found stockpiles of mistletoe and wine, which they said was evidence that Cliff could have been planning another shocking and terrible attack on the charts. Police had to carry out various controlled explosions in Cliff's house when various items were found to have been wired for sound. And the BBC also reported that the police had found and freed a living doll that Cliff had been keeping locked in his cellar for 56 years. Living Doll was originally released in 1959, but kept captive by Cliff since then. It was either all evidence of wrongdoing or, on balance, there wasn't any and the police and the BBC were winging it. Now, on the line, on the telephone line, listening to me say winging it, is Anthony. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Now, you've called Talk Radio. Because
yeah, you did actually,
and you've called me because you were hearing me refer to wings there, winging it, and it drove you mad, didn't it? You to the phone because you don't like wings. What's wrong with wings? What's wrong
circle
with
number five? Circle number five, very unhappy. Number three, neither happy nor unhappy. Or number four, somewhat unhappy. Number five, very unhappy with wings.
Why are you unhappy?
Because there's
very
unhappy
with wings.
It's a lie. They're lies. Like wings are lies. Yeah. Chickens, emus.
Yeah.
He tried all the wings business, and what happened to him exactly?
Yeah.
Throughout history, Jonathan, everyone's been like, "Ah, wings, excellent." Yeah. And how many people have died off of wings?
How many people have died off of wings?
Plus, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, Paul. No, it's interesting you mentioned. It's interesting you mentioned Paul McCartney there. Because, of course, Paul McCartney, as we know, post-Beatles, had wings, didn't he? He made his own wings, Paul McCartney.
He sprouted them.
Well, you're wrong there, and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Because he actually made them. Because Linda McCartney was obsessed with the Legend of Icarus. And she made him. A lot of people said, you know, Linda McCartney wasn't necessarily good for him, but she made him spend his time. He used to write songs. He used to write songs with John Lennon. But when he went to wings, she made him put these wings. They were made of feathers. Yeah. Feathers. They got feathers.
No, that's not true. No.
It is true. Let me finish.
She made a drummer. Oh, you finish your joke, then I'll do my one. Yeah.
She said that he had to make wings out of, like, the offcuts of owls and birds that were found dead in their extensive grounds of their house, right? And he made these rudimentary wings out of tar and feathers. And what happened was Paul McCartney, on Linda's say-so, flew up to the sun, like Icarus. The sun was too hot. Paul McCartney's wings melted. He fell to earth. He landed in a pond. It was full of frogs. That's where he wrote the frog chorus.
False. What actually happened was she made him a drummer out of textured vegetable protein.
What's that got to do with wings?
And no one could tell the difference. Wings! Anyway, because like Mooney earlier. Sorry. Oh my god, it's Maz! Sorry, my mate's just put up in his car. Maz!
All right,
can you hear me on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah. Maz can hear me on the radio.
All right, that's.
Can I borrow your. Sorry, he's got some stuff. Can I borrow your tools here for the ankle brace?
You're right. While Anthony's doing that, I want to bring in someone.
Shut up
for a minute now. That's Anthony there. He's against wings. Stay on the line for me, though, Anthony. Brian's on. Brian's called in, listening to your spout absolute ball crap. Look, that's what Brian says you're doing. Brian?
John.
Good afternoon. You've phoned up. You've said that that's what he's spouting. Why are you so pro-wing?
Well, I like to have a good outlook on life, John. I mean, your guest, he seems nice, but he's boring me into rigor mortis.
He's not nice. He's not.
No. That was. I was just being.
I'm sorry
nice,
if I made you stiff. Stiff, sir. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just hang on, Anthony. You've had your say. Let Brian have his say.
Blah blah blah.
Coma. I am. Yes, love a wing. I do love a wing, John. I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they're good. You know, like the Lighthouse family said, it's good to be high, and that's what wings do to you, isn't it? They put you high.
Well,
and you know they're good.
They do, but Brian Anthony makes a point, doesn't he? Anthony makes a point. Anthony makes a point that there are wings that don't get you high, such as the emu. I think, Anthony, you mentioned. So in that case, Brian, that puts a hole in your argument, doesn't it? Because wings don't necessarily get you high.
No, because don't forget there is that drink, the green drink, or is it red, that gives you wings.
Gives you wings.
So drinks can give you wings as well.
Yeah.
And I do understand that the odd, you know, bird, like a penguin or an emu or an ostrich or a polar bear, you know, their wings don't work,
no.
do they? But they do look pretty and they look cute, and a chicken's wings also provide good sustenance when you're at a restaurant. Just put a bit of chili sauce on them,
yes.
or maybe some Jack Daniel's sauce, and they taste so yummy.
It's good that you both mentioned birds in a way. And Brian, let me shut your face for a moment and bring Anthony's face back in.
Open my face.
You know about this, of course. There are examples of birds. Deliberately having their wings removed. These are trials in Sweden, and these birds are now forced to walk everywhere. But what it's done, of course, is save on droppings, because a bird will have to walk up your car in order to poo on your windscreen, and it probably wouldn't bother, would it, Anthony?
It's just not as far to drop. The other point I would make is that wings are a lie, because A, they don't work. That's been proved by science. They don't help aeroplanes. But B, like, if you pull the wings off a butterfly, it's every bit as ugly as any other insect. And it's the same with birds. You pull the wings off a bird, it's just ugly.
So you're saying that that you want ugliness, because you're against wings. You want to see ugly things.
I'm just saying, I don't want to lie. Birds are ugly, you know what I mean?
They're ugly liars.
They're ugly lying birds, yeah? And, like, point number 8F is, I know what your friend there's going to be all giving it all business, like, oh,
hang on, let's find out. Anthony, let's find out. Brian, could you just give us that business, please?
I told you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so... But if we hadn't had planes and become so reliant on planes, just think what catapult technology would be now.
That doesn't... Yeah, but they've tried that.
It's a more exciting way to travel.
Yeah, no, this is... again,
some parachutes.
Once they'd taken the wings off the birds in Sweden, they decided, in a natural escalation of events, to take the wings off planes, didn't they? You remember this? This is like 2 years ago.
People didn't
like metal wings, but what was decided by the Swedish government is that... and this was for climate reasons. And what they did, they took the wings off planes and replaced the wings on planes with the wings from sanitary towels, didn't they? And they rigorous testing. Obviously, they threw all that blue liquid at them. But the planes then didn't take off and had to drive everywhere. And all because a sanitary towel wing, despite being called a wing, won't make anything fly.
The irony there, John, being that like if you took the wings off a plane, it would just like look like a tampon for an absolutely giant robotess. Like imagine the size of the robot.
Yeah. I am.
The 747.
I want you to listen. I want you to listen to a bit of music now, and I want you to tell me what you think of it, because this is important to the argument.
You know how much that means. You found that special thing. You're flying without wings.
Now, if it's good enough for Westlife. Right? Mm. It's good enough for you, Brian, isn't it?
It's always good enough for me. I was confused, actually. I was just Googling things. I wasn't sure what a sanitary towel was, I've got to be honest.
Right.
But I do agree that planes do get you in the air, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about, this is specific, Westlife can fly without wings. They have admitted it. All right?
Yes.
And if they can fly without wings, then why do we need wings, Brian? You're arguing in favour of wings, but Westlife have scientifically proved there that we don't need them. You can fly without them.
Well, are they some kind of human cannon?
No, they can just do it. It's a skill. And if they can learn it, if Brian McFadden can learn...
And Superman.
Yes, because he was in Westlife.
Yeah.
Can learn to fly without wings. Look, okay, let me give you another example, all right?
Like this, Superman.
This is another example. I want you to listen to this.
Who's it? Yeah.
Right, and that's Wings of a Dove, and a lot of people are texting in now saying that is madness.
Do you know what the story is behind that song? Suggs, he was on a diet, like massive diet, but he craved junk food and KFC. But his nutritionist said, like, you can still have like buffalo wings and that, but it's got to be like Dove wings.
Like Anthony, you just phone it, you just call in here. With these arguments. Yeah, you do.
And I enjoy myself.
All right. Finally, I want to ask you about wingdings. Now, there's a, as you know, if we get, if the font, this is the font. Now, if we get rid of the wing in wingdings, what are we left with? We're left with dings, right? And who's going to write in dings? Are you going to write in dings, Brian? Are you?
I'm not going to write in dings. I'm going to write in Times New Roman.
No, it's not. That's not the answer the question. That you write, if you've got wingdings and you take away the wing, you've just got ding, right? You're going to write. Are you going to write in dings? Yes or no?
I would.
Yes or no?
No.
All right, Anthony. You want to get rid of wings. You're the one who's going to be left with wings, right? So you're going to lose the wings, keep the dings, right? What about the wing lobby? You want to keep the wings and the dings, and then you've got the wings and the dings. Which are you going for?
What
is a ding without a dong?
So now you're saying you want a ding dong?
I'm saying I want a dong.
What about the ding?
If I'm having a ding, then you best give me your dong.
All right. Well, let's forget the wing ding. What about a wing dong?
What about a wong dong?
What about a wigwam bam?
And then we must leave the debate. Gentlemen, if you could sum up the debate for us in one word, please. Brian first.
Wigwam bam.
And Anthony.
Robot Moon Cup.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion or a reaction on whether or not we still need wings, do we still need wings in post-Brexit Britain when we've got grass and pig troughs? Get in touch. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire license fees may apply.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Right, sharp a knife, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's looking really slow on County Durham's A1M near Darlington after early problems between junctions 58 and 57. An accident on the M5 south through Worcestershire means that southbound traffic has been stopped between junction 4A at the M42 and junction 5 for Droitwich. Early problems on the northbound M1 through Bedfordshire has left delays from junction 7 up towards junction 10. And there was a restrictions on Hampshire's A3M earlier following an accident near junction 4. It's reopened but still busy in both directions. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Drive your free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking, apparently. Good afternoon. Hello, welcome along. There is still your chance to win some meat, by the way, in the next half an hour of what I will continue to optimistically refer to as a programme. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because, you know, we're not racist. And we're giving it away today in a game of Dead or Alive. Still chance to enter. Get on the list. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And it could well be you on the radio telling me whether things are dead or alive from a list of things that are dead or alive. Now, some of your reactions have been coming in to today's debate. What have we got, Cornelius?
John, I am sick of the wingers bemoaning that we won in the referendum. Yeah. I don't like it, and if they don't like it, yeah, they can leave the country by boat. It's obviously against planes there. Yeah. John, look at buffaloes.
Hang on. What, where, online or something? God, they're not in here. Is it specific?
If you let me, I don't know, it doesn't say where to look. I think it's just as a case study.
Oh, hang on, let me Google it. Case study. Buffaloes. Buffaloes. Case study. Buffaloes. Hang on, just bear with. Right, I'm looking at it. What now?
They are getting on fine without wings after the big wing cull of 1963, and they also taste delicious, their wings, still, after all those years, so...
Thanks very much. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, it's time for foreign news. So you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am... Where's the thing? I am... Here it is. John Holmes, and it's between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. On the line now, though, to talk about foreign news is Talk Radio's foreign correspondent, particularly an Italian foreign news foreign correspondent. Federica's on the line. Good afternoon. Yes. So we're talking this afternoon about Heathrow and Gatwick. Of course, the announcement has been announced by Chris Grayling as to which airport will be getting the expansion. And from that airport, of course, one can fly to Italy. Now, in Italy, it seems that the top museum official in Turin, this is, has quit in a row. And I know you are... You are in Turin's Museum of Noise to talk us through this story, is that right?
È corretto, sono effettivamente nel Museo di Torino della musica e del rumore.
Yes, I mean it sounds interesting, certainly worth a visit. What sort of noises could one expect in the museum?
Ci sono persone che mangiano, ci sono persone che scrivono sulla lavagna, tutti suoni molto molto interessanti. Ovviamente ci sono anche le classiche macchine, i classici attori, oppure i bambini che piangono.
Well, is it gonna? I mean, it's good that the museum is open. It's good that you're in there. I can hear a lot of different noises, certainly, and I know it's one of the places to go in Europe to look at noise. And let's talk about this official that's resigned, though. I mean, this is a row between Patrizia Asperoni and Appendino, who is a rising star in the populist five-star movement. It erupted last week. This is all to do with a major sponsor of a proposed exhibition backing out of a plan to host the show in Turin, but is now favouring Milan instead. I mean, this has rocked the Italian art museum world to the core of its knees. I mean, what can you tell us about the row?
Tutto è iniziato la settimana scorsa quando Chiara Appendino ha avuto una discussione con Francesco Asproni dopo che appunto, come hai detto tu prima, la mostra di Manet che doveva prendere luogo a Torino è stata spostata a Milano per colpa degli sponsor che sono tirati indietro una volta che è stato proposto Torino.
Yeah.
E da quel momento Chiara Appendino ha chiesto le dimissioni di Aperizio Asproni.
Yeah.
Che oggi, anzi ieri, ha detto che non è stata licenziata, ma ha dato lei le sue dimissioni.
Well, no, you make several good points in there, but let's pick on one of them particularly. I mean, this is a cultural argument, is it not, or is it a personal argument?
Penso che possa essere entrambe. Ovviamente il fatto che il sponsor sia andato indietro punta il dito verso la performance di Patrizia Asperoni. È stata una persona adatta al suo ruolo? Queste sono le domande che si chiedono comunque le persone all'interno del ministero. Però allo stesso tempo ci sono anche domande sull'integrità di Chiara Appendino. Il Movimento 5 Stelle è stato all'interno di molti casi in cui non è stato brandito dalla gente.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, it's interesting that you say what you say there, but I wonder if that's felt throughout the... Because, I mean, art should be for everybody, as we know, and you touched upon that subject there, but I don't know whether or not somebody dictating what exhibition goes into what museum is culturally valid, is it?
Sì, penso che comunque il problema qui sia un problema maggiore, penso che ci sia un problema di un rapporto di fiducia che è venuto a mancare. È venuto a mancare questo rapporto di fiducia tra Patrizia e Chiara, la rispettazione di Chiara Appendino. E Appendino ha ribadito questo fatto più volte negli ultimi mesi, anche attraverso l'assessore della cultura Francesca Leo, no? Anche direttamente pochi giorni fa, quando ha dato un'intervista su Repubblica e dopo l'annullamento della mostra su Manet.
Yeah, well, I mean, what you say is controversial. I mean, a lot of people listening to this will be thinking, well, yes, I hear what you're saying, but the wider implications for the art of Europe, I'm not quite sure. It comes down to whether it's a personal argument or not. What do you make of this story that, staying with Italy, that Pompeii, all of the exhibits from Pompeii, all of the dead people curled up, frozen in time and ash, are now going to be exhibited inside the volcano, inside Vesuvius itself. The whole, it's all going to be scooped up and just dumped into the caldera of Vesuvius, and that's where you can go and look at it. I mean, that's been a controversial issue in Italy as well, hasn't it?
Sì, personalmente penso sia un'idea completamente pazza, è un vulcano ancora attivo, ci sono persone che costruiscono ai lati del vulcano che è ancora attivo, secondo me una Pompei numero due succederà presto. Comunque per quanto riguarda le esposizioni, si può dire che è un'idea creativa, certamente attirerà molta gente a vedere questa esibizione, però non posso essere certa di quanto è sicuro.
Sorry, excuse me, no, you're absolutely right, it would make a hell of a place for a bunga bunga party. Final question, what's your favourite kind of pizza?
Margherita sempre.
Thank you very much. That is Federica, she's our Italian correspondent there, talking to us in Italian from Italy. You're listening to Talk Radio, I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Migrants have started returning to the jungle camp in Calais shortly after authorities said they'd finished clearing the site. People are collecting their belongings and fires which started earlier are now burning out. Sky's David Bowden, who's at the site, says it's thought there was satellite by people leaving.
We're also hearing that the fire brigade didn't come in very quickly. It took them more than an hour, according to these migrants, for the French fire brigade to actually come into the camp. They believe that the idea was, let it burn, it will help us destroy the camp.
The United Nations says the number of migrants and refugees who've died trying to cross the Mediterranean this year has hit a record high. At least 3,800 people have been reported dead or missing while attempting to reach Europe. The death toll for 2016 is past the figure for the whole of last year, which is 3,771. UKIP leader Nigel Farage and Mike Hookham have been involved in an angry exchange with the President of the European Parliament. It's after Martin Schulz referred an altercation between Mr Hookham and former UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe to police. New research shows giving training to the parents of children with autism as early as possible can help to significantly reduce symptoms. It suggests the improvement can continue for up to 6 years. And Adele has asked fans at a concert in Miami not to vote for Donald Trump in the US presidential election. It comes after the singer told the Republican candidate to stop using her music at his public appearances. The weather, southern counties will see patchy fog again tonight. It'll be clear in the north with patchy drizzle in the northwest later, lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow foggy to start, dry for most places but wet and windy in northern and western areas, highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour from Victoria. However, there's more in a moment from Victoria as we get to the bottom of Fridgegate. Victoria sent an email. An incident occurred today, earlier, around lunchtime. And Victoria was at the very epicentre of the incident. Mm. Some would say the reason the incident occurred. And an email chain had to follow quite high up. So we'll get to the bottom of Fridgegate next on Talk Radio.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Before very long, there will be your chance to win some meat on this programme in around, well, in the next 25 minutes. So you could choose some chicken, beef or lamb. Or you can choose from a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. But it's handy that we mention organic veg and its ilk right now, because here's what occurred earlier today. So I was sitting in the kitchen here at Talk Radio. We share an office with Talk Sport, our sister station, Virgin Radio, our other sister station, just downstairs. Talk Sport 2, no idea where they are. But out there is a kitchen off the side of the office, and I was sitting in there to do a little bit of, I know, if you've listened to it, you find this hard to believe, but show prep. And Victoria swanned in, as she does.
Swanned?
Yeah. Over lunchtime, and went straight over, bold as you like, to the fridge, which is her first port of call.
Mm.
And she opened the fridge, and something happened, which then culminated in this email moments later. "Hi, third floor," wrote Victoria to everyone. "Sorry for a foodie email." Brackets again. It's not her first. "But I just want to apologise to whoever had a salad in a blue/clear Tupperware in the kitchen fridge. When I opened the door, it flung out and half landed on the floor. I've put the floor bits in the bin. Let me know if you want to be reimbursed with leaves, etc., and I will. Victoria Bourne, broadcast journalist, Talk Radio." Now, I watched this. It happened in front of me.
Yeah. Do you think that's an accurate description of what happened?
Well, the word flung, it flung out, suggests that the salad was on some kind of suicide mission. Well, or bidding for escape.
I can't comment.
I'd say you flung the door open.
Well,
which caused the salad in a Tupperware dish to pop out.
Mm.
And it did indeed shatter on the floor. And
it didn't shatter.
Well, the salad shattered. The Tupperware lid came off and there was a shattering of salad smeared across what is a dirty floor.
It is gross, isn't it?
Okay, so
I don't trust the cleaners.
And then
their cloths stink. Every time they wipe down my desk, I'm like, please stop, it really smells bad.
Another email from Victoria tomorrow. "Dear cleaners, I apologise for what I said about you on the radio." Anyway, so I watched this happen and Victoria went, oh, she might have said a swear, right? And then she looked at it and I could see that she was working out whether to just gather the whole lot up back into the Tupperware and just put the lid on it and put it back as though no one had noticed.
I never thought that.
I could see you weighing
it.
No.
And I was just
But then
shocked.
You saw me watching and thought better of it. But there was what? There was tomato, there was feta.
Feta, avocado, lettuce.
It was a proper homemade salad.
Yeah.
That Victoria ruined. And then I watched her scoop some of it back in, then think better of it, and then sort of put the lid back off.
No.
And then,
no, I would just like to clear this up because you
did clear
are
it up.
Yes, but you are making out as if I acted in this way as in you had any impact on my behaviour, which is wrong.
Yeah.
So I would just like to say some of the salad landed on the floor.
Yes.
Some of it landed on top of the lid. So the bit which was on the lid, which had no contact with the floor, I put back in the Tupperware.
Right.
And then I scooped up using some napkins, lots of leaves and tomatoes.
Avocado.
And then no, I don't think any avocado actually escaped. Oh. Or feta.
Okay.
Or pepper. it was mainly tomatoes and lettuce leaves. So I put those in the bin. And I was like, oh, man, how am I going to deal with this? Because in my head, I'm thinking, well, I sent an RC email out a few weeks ago about food in the fridge being eaten.
And now you've ruined someone's lunch.
Yep.
Anyway, the good news is that the first email that came back to Victoria after Victoria at High Third Floor was an email that said, you work on the second floor, as do I and everyone else that involved in that kitchen. So for a start, Victoria got the floor wrong.
Good one.
Then she wrote to everyone, apparently I don't know what floor I work on, your salad was not safe on the second floor. and then people start sending around that hashtag SaladGate.
which I think is better than FridgeGate.
Quite a lot of emails.
There are a lot of emails. I'm printing them all out. The good news is it was an email then came in half an hour later. It was my salad. And this is from Catherine Anastasi, who is a senior producer and digital content editor at TalkSport. It was my salad. Then she writes, so all the stuff left didn't go on the floor? Suspiciously. Hi, Catherine, writes Victoria, an attempt at politeness. That's right, it's safe to eat. Do you want me to get some extra salad from downstairs? I'm really sorry. To which Catherine quite sniffily replies, no, that's fine, don't worry.
Ooh.
And then Victoria rightly apologised again. Okay, apologies again. So that's got to the bottom of salad gate anyway, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But I did.
I still feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, you are the person who sends the food emails.
Well, I've only done two now.
Around the office, but, you know. There's always someone in office that does that, and it is you.
Yeah. I don't bother emailing anyone else about anything else.
So.
Food's important.
Anyway, there's Victoria, and that's what happened with Salad Gate. I mean, I admit earlier on I trailed it and said it was worth listening to. Now, having heard it all back, it's not.
No.
But, you know, it's just some, you know, people will connect with that, because, you know. Thanks, Victoria. Next, we will give away some more food, but this time meat. And don't worry, Victoria hasn't touched it. In a game of dead or alive. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up every weekday afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
At Wickes, there's 50% off kitchen unit, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wickes, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wickes.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's looking really slow on County Durham's A1M near Darlington after early problems between junctions 58 and 57. An accident on the M5 south through Worcestershire means that southbound traffic has been stopped between junction 4A at the M42 and junction 5 for Droitwich. Early problems on the northbound M1 through Bedfordshire has left delays from junction 7 up towards junction 10. And there was restrictions on Hampshire's A3M earlier following an accident near junction 4. It's reopened but still busy in both directions. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service! Or here.
And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then to give away some meat, and we're going to be doing it here on the radio in a game of Dead Okay. So you've got a choice. It's chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Genuinely, they are the prizes on offer. It's a sort of budget thing. On the line to play is Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello there.
Hello there, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Now, where are you, Sam?
I am in Preston, John.
In Preston, in Lancashire?
That's right, yeah.
Good, all right. I went to a wedding there once. That's my
enjoy it.
That's my Preston anecdotes. It was fine.
Nice.
Great. Good. Right, so Sam, what do you do in Preston?
I have just got a job as a recruitment consultant in Manchester.
That's interesting, isn't it? So you were recruited to do recruiting?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you were. Yeah. Okay. And when you say just, I mean, how recently?
About 3 hours ago.
Whoa! What a way to celebrate your newfound job than by coming on the radio and trying to win some meat, Sam.
It was a funny day, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you for that. Now, this is how it's going to work. Well, first of all, you have to choose what meat or indeed veg you'd like. The choices are chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, which will be sent to you should you be victorious in today's quiz.
Okay, I think I'll go for the chicken.
Chicken, nice. Okay, for a chicken then, there's a game of dead or alive. I've got a list of things, they are either dead or alive. You simply have to tell me which state of being they are in, Sam. It's that easy. So here we go, let's get on with it. Paid intern Cornelius keeping score. Okay, here we go, Sam. First of all, dead or alive, my Auntie Sylvie. Dead or alive?
Dead, definitely dead.
She's still alive. There's good guess because I do a sort of fairly regular update with her in this quiz, and as you know, if you are a regular, she's still in the home drinking from a sippy cup, and she's way into her 90s, doesn't really recognise me anymore, but is still alive. So that's good. Auntie Sylvie.
Hey,
good old Auntie Sylvie.
Good on her.
Yeah. Dead or alive, paid intern Cornelius is neighbour who lives in flat number 5 in his building. Dead or alive?
I'm going to go for alive.
Yes. Knocked on his door at midnight the other night to complain about what, Cornelius?
Our dryer was being too loud. Right. Apparently it's just above his bedroom.
Right.
And then he also sort of said something about music at late night.
Does your dryer play music?
No, it doesn't. Right. I don't know. Don't know what he thinks it was, because I was in bed not listening to music.
Anyway, he's alive. He's alive. Yeah. Pete Burns of Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive?
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. He's dead. That's right. Greg Burns, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, he's alive. He's the former presenter of Capital Radio's Drive Time program. Now lives in Australia. I've got an excellent story about him involving a snooker table and a supermodel. Remind me to tell you sometime. Dead or alive, everyone on Twitter making a joke about either Pete Burns' band being called Dead or Alive or him spinning in his grave like a record baby right round, round, right round. Everyone
is pretty much alive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I'm kicking.
The chances of TalkSport sports reporter Moose bothering any guest on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show for a selfie, no matter how unknown they are.
Surely alive.
Alive, yeah, he does it all the time.
Yeah.
The Hills, dead or alive, The Hills.
Dead.
I mean, I'm going to give you that, actually, yeah, because the Hills in question aren't the Hills that were alive with The Sound of Music. These are the Hills that were a family that lived quite near my parents. The whole family tragically wiped out in a needlepoint accident in 2013. That's because the point of the needle was filled with contaminated heroin. Dead or alive, my neighbour's daughter's hamster Pickles.
Dead.
Yes, when they went on holiday, she rather foolishly didn't arrange for anyone to feed her. That's a lesson learned. sometime, but not in for a long time, ginger producer Dave. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yeah, we think so. He's just gone underground ever since the National Union of Students released that official warning about him. And finally, dead or alive, love according to Anastasia. Dead or alive, love according to Anastasia.
Alive?
Let's find out. Love is alive, love is alive, yeah. Is the right answer? Is the right answer, Sam? Now, Cornelius has been keeping score. Cornelius is going to get. He wants to win some chicken. What is the score?
I can confirm that Sam has scored.
Yes.
8 points.
Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yes, it bloody
is. Enough to win a chicken? Come on! Congratulations, Sam. Well done. You've won a chicken.
get in.
Yeah, get in, indeed. Congratulations on the job. That is in a game of Dead or Alive.
What a day for it.
Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. But you're also listening to Virgin Radio, where Kate Lawler is Kate Lawler. Hello,
yeah,
Kate Lawler.
Yeah, we've done it!
Come on!
I really thought you weren't going to be finished your competition, Dead or Alive.
Oh, it's done and dusted, Kate Lawler, for I'm a professional and managed to end it on the time I was told that we could come live to you on Virgin Radio.
And live to you on Talk Radio.
Hello.
You are putting in the hours today, aren't you?
I know. The reason for this, of course, is that I am, in 8 minutes' time, when this is finished, having to run downstairs in this building to our sister station, Virgin, where Kate is on in the afternoons, to present Drive Time.
It's like a radio marathon for you.
It is.
Why don't you just go and do a show on TalkSport after?
I might. Work my way through all of the stations that we own.
Now, usually around this time, I'd play a little game of something with Matt Richardson. You're going to take part this afternoon in something called Donald Trump or Alan Partridge.
Okay, fine.
That all right with you?
Yes, fine, Kate Lawler.
Three quotes. You have to work out which idiot said them. Are you right?
Does the idiot include Matt Richardson or not?
No, Trump or Partridge.
Fine.
All right?
Yep.
First quote.
Yes.
I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Right.
Trump or Partridge?
Partridge.
Wrong.
Damn.
It was Trump, and that was from a tweet he made in 2012.
Right.
Next quote. She's a drunk and a racist. I'll tolerate one, but not both.
That's Alan Partridge.
Yes, from the film Alpha Papa. Correct. All right, third and final quote. When I used to see you in reception, do you know what I always used to think? She's nicer than my wife.
That is Donald Trump.
Wrong. It was Alan Partridge, but it wouldn't... Wouldn't surprise me if it was Trump. He said it to Jill when they were on their date at the Cracking Owl Sanctuary. Do you remember that?
Good, I do.
Remember that episode?
Well, now you've said it.
Thank you for playing Trump or Partridge. Well,
yes. I mean, that beat Dead or Alive, hands down, frankly.
It didn't. I was listening to Dead or Alive. That was awesome. Tell me what's coming up on Virgin Radio after your Talk Radio show.
My voice is coming up on Talk Radio. And I'll be brutally honest with you, Kate. I haven't actually had a chance to look through the music log yet, so I don't know what music's coming up.
Well, I can tell you that
Thank
you're going to
you.
Be playing Emily Sandé, The Kooks, Christine and the Queens, George Ezra, The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk, Travis and a bit Kings of Leon.
That's exactly how I would have scheduled it too, so that's handy, isn't
it? It's weird talking to you over the radio because your voice sounds a bit more chocolatey.
Chocolatey?
Yeah. Smooth.
Do you like it chocolatey and smooth?
Yeah, very smooth like lint.
Yeah, that's right.
Or is it Lindor?
I don't know. Which would you favour?
We'll go with lint. All right.
isn't lint something that gets stuck in your belly button?
No, that's what's it called.
What? Fluff?
Is it lint?
It's lint, isn't it? It's like lint.
No, there's lint
from...
chocolate.
Is it
hang on, I'm Googling it. Okay, lint, right. Chocolate. Yeah, it's both. Oh, now I've got a picture of some horrible belly button fluff. I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah,
all right,
it could have been worse.
He's on from 4 o'clock. Enjoy the last 6 minutes of your show on Talk Radio, and thanks for playing Trump or Partridge.
You're very welcome. That's Kate Lawler. She's on Virgin right now, and I've got to run downstairs in a minute and do some of that. So if you, that's what I'll be doing, Virgin Radio. And look, we'll be playing music and everything. That's what's going to happen. Mm. Yeah, I know. That was like link up. That was like a Virgin Radio talking to Talk Radio. That was like a live...
I could hear her, but I couldn't see her.
I know.
How did they do that?
Nobody thought that would work. Not one person around here thought that would work. Anyway, that's from 4 o'clock, when I'll be over on Drive. Now, we've been looking through the news a lot this afternoon, because as you know, Cornelius, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, many people can't get their head around it. And we can help, because we analyse the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Heathrow protesters, don't worry, there'll be delays and cancellations.
The news in haikus. Look, Sam Delaney's here. Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Hi, Sam.
I'm all right. I'm feeling all right, really. So we're talking about bullying in the NHS, which is an epidemic. The survey in The Guardian was actually shocking. 80% of respondents to a survey said that they had been bullied In the NHS, they're working. This is
within the NHS.
Not like a patient who's gone in there and got bullied by a doctor.
That's what I was thinking.
We were talking about that yesterday, actually, about doctors telling patients they're fat.
Yeah,
that could that could be classed as bullying. But no. This is people who work within the NHS being bullied by other NHS colleagues. Yeah, 81% of response said they'd had it. 9 out of 10 said that when they'd complained, nothing had been done about it. So you could call it an epidemic.
Like sort of nicking their lunch money?
Well, we don't know. This is what we need to get to the bottom of. And to widen it out to the listener, it's like, okay, we need to define bullying. Because what it used to be and what it is now are two different things.
True.
A robust and demanding work environment is one thing.
Yes. Victoria from the news accuses me of bullying her on air in here, where all I'm trying to do is help her pronounce her words correctly.
Yeah, for instance, the Ballon d'Or is a well-regarded footballing prize for the greatest footballer in the world, and it's spelled B-A-L-O-N-D-O-R, Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
And I had to field the tweets from listeners yesterday complaining that she'd called it the balloon door. As if it were a door made of balloons. Now, that was fine, right? I shielded her from that and I dealt with the complaints.
Yeah.
Am I a bully now for saying it?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
That's right.
0844 499 1000 is the number for you to have your say. Do me or John bully Victoria Bourne? If so, which one bullies her worse?
Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4. I'm going downstairs to do Drive Time on Virgin. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.